breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump will meet with Russia's Vladimir Putin in the coming days. That word from the Kremlin says venue's been agreed upon, details to follow. Mr. Trump says there is a good chance of a meeting, suggesting that Ukrainian President Zelensky might be there.
The president's comments came after what he called very good talks between his special envoy and Putin in Moscow. One White House official said a meeting could take place as soon as next week. And while Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt said Donald Trump is open to meeting with the Russian and Ukrainian leaders, her statement did not address the potential timing of a meeting.
White House correspondent Craig Clugston. In California, State Assembly Bill 495 is coming under fire from Christians, parents' rights groups, and high-profile evangelical leaders like Jack Hibbs, pastor of Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, because the legislation would make it easier for child predators to remove children from public schools or even daycare centers without parental notification. Gina Gleason, leader of the Real Impact Ministry, expects a huge attendance at a rally being organized at the state capitol on August 19th.
Well, if we don't show up, this law will pass. We need to show that we are concerned enough to drive hundreds of miles out to Sacramento because we do not want this bill to pass. Our Democrat leaders will be surprised at how many more parents will rally at the capitol steps on the 19th. And then we will train people how to lobby their legislators that you want a no vote on AB 495.
Gleason adds that parents wanting more information on the August 19th rally can go to the website realimpact.us. Apple announcing an additional $100 billion commitment to America, boosting its total U.S. investment to $600 billion. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures up 215 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I'm excited to share something that's especially close to my heart, the people of Israel. The Bible teaches us that in a world of broken promises, one covenant remains unshakable, God's eternal promise, his unwavering commitment to Israel, his beloved people. And now more than ever, God is calling Christians everywhere to support Israel, to be a living testimony that his promises endure forever. I've chosen to partner with the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews as one way to align myself with God's eternal plan. For over 40 years, this wonderful ministry has faithfully provided nutritious food, care, and life-saving aid to Israel's most vulnerable, the poor and the elderly, many of whom are Holocaust survivors. And when crises strike, like rocket attacks or urgent humanitarian needs, IFCJ is already on the ground responding with compassion and support. Join me in standing for Israel and declaring God's faithfulness to all generations. To learn more and to find out how you can help, visit ifcj.org. That is ifcj.org, ifcj.org.
Good morning. It's 6:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
We have two early problems on the Capitol Beltway just in the last 10 minutes. Outer loop at University Boulevard. That's going to back up over towards the ramps at I-95. And then a little bit further around on the outer loop again near the spur at I-270. So that traffic near the Mormon Temple heading around to the American Legion Bridge. Problems there again over on the northwest side. There's a big wreck in the area just north of Thurmont this morning. Route 15 in the last half an hour has been affected both north and southbound. Locally, we're clear. Both the tunnels are okay. Beltway looks good. JFX is quiet south of Ruxton Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off cloudy and kind of mild for your Thursday morning. Temperatures in the 60s. As we head toward the afternoon, we'll see clouds and then more sunshine later in the day. Temperatures into the 80s. More sunshine and warmer temperatures for the weekend. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's just real comfortable outside right now. Pikeville has 63 degrees, and downtown Baltimore right now, you're looking at 69 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 6:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Maryland Senator Angela Alsobrooks is reacting to federal cuts for vaccine development. U.S. Health Secretary Robert Kennedy Jr. announced yesterday that he is halting funding for projects targeting viruses like COVID-19 and the flu. Alsobrooks says RFK continues to prove he's a threat to the health and well-being of every American citizen. Senator is again calling for RFK to resign or be fired immediately. A Brooklyn Park man has pled guilty to federal child sexual exploitation charges. 33-year-old Charles Forame, the F-O-R-A-M-E, the fourth, posed as a 19-year-old and used his Snapchat account to meet girls between the ages of 13 and 16. He often promised the girls vapes or marijuana in exchange for explicit images or sex acts. If the victims tried to end the arrangement, he threatened to expose their images. The man convicted of murdering a Harford County mother of five, Rachel Morin, will be sentenced this Monday. Prosecutors are seeking the maximum penalty of life in prison without parole for Victor Martinez Hernandez. The Salvadoran national was found guilty earlier this year for first-degree murder, rape, and kidnapping of Morin, whose body was found off the Mampa Trail in 2023. Sentencing is set for 9:30 Monday morning in Harford County Circuit Court. And the Maryland Department of the Environment has announced funding for a major flood protection and a habitat restoration project in South Baltimore. Up to $11 million will be used to restore aquatic habitat, reduce nutrient pollution, and protect neighborhoods from flooding along the middle branch of the Patapsco by MedStar Harbor Hospital. It's 6:06 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Lottery numbers, pick 3028, pick 4-6163, and next, it's Stein on Sports.
Comcast Business High Five Hotline. What's the state of your excitement?
I signed my business up for the 5-year price lock guarantee, and I can't stop high-fiving people. High five!
Okay, oh, deep
high
breath.
High five.
You're in a good place. You signed your business up for 5 years of gig speed internet and advanced security all on our ultra reliable network.
Gig speeds and advanced security? I'm so stoked!
Yep, and you get it at a great rate that's locked in for 5 years.
Woo!
The high five is just your body's way of saying, I'm winning.
So this is natural.
High-fiving everyone you see in a state of business savings enthusiasm? Totally natural.
Sweet! Thank you! Thank you! High five, everybody! High five!
The Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee is back,
yay!
But only for a limited time, so sign your business up today.
High five!
Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 9/21/25 for new customers with qualifying bundle. Current customers may be eligible depending on services and area. Guaranteed rate applies to monthly service charge, excluding taxes and fees. Other restrictions apply.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
I'll take some extra mayo with that.
Kobe Mayo on the next pitch. A long fly ball to left field, and Mayo smashes a 3-run home run. He absolutely leaned on it.
Kevin Brown had the call on Masson yesterday. Mayo's 3-run fourth inning shot. The key blow behind 6 innings of 1-run ball from the pitcher, Trevor Rogers, and the O's salvaged the series finale against the Phillies 5-1 yesterday in Philadelphia. Mayo just 2 for his last 22 coming into the game.
Trying to look for a pitch up in the zone, try to do a job, drive a ball in the gap, and just saw it kind of stay up and took a good swing on it, and you know, that's what happens.
That's what happens. Ravens open their 2025 preseason tonight, hosting the Colts at M&T Bank Stadium. Kickoff set for 7 p.m. Now, you're not going to see the veterans tonight, if at all, but you will see guys like rookie second-round pick Mike Green adjusting to life in the NFL.
I feel like it's not. There's no shortcut into adjusting as well. So it's like the only thing that's going to help you is time. And I think the more time I spend here, the better I'm going to get, and the more comfortable I'm going to be. So
coming up in 30 minutes, the Orioles find that getting rid of their players at the deadline didn't come cheap. And that is Stein on Sports.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
From Milford Mill to Owings Mills, Memorial Park to Brooklyn Park, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland. Thursday, August 7, 2025. I'm Sean Casey.
And I'm Bruce Elliott.
Coming up in this hour, an illegal alien woman has now been detained in Maryland to be deported for manslaughter. Israel says it's going to take over Gaza, and we'll see how that plays out. But the top story here today, the President of the United States, who has been described and called Hitler, a warmonger, a existential threat to democracy, is playing peacemaker once again. The Kremlin has just confirmed that President Trump and Vladimir Putin are going to meet next week to discuss a potential ceasefire. Here's Secretary of State Marco Rubio.
An opportunity will present itself very soon for the president to meet both with Vladimir Putin and with President Zelensky at some point here, hopefully in the near future. But obviously a lot has to happen before that can occur.
Up for discussion, ceasefire, concessions, conditions for peace.
At some point, a ceasefire has to be a part of this process because it is hard to negotiate details of a final peace agreement while you're shooting at each other. So I think you have to make enough progress with enough of an outline of how the war is going to end that then ideally puts you into a ceasefire position for a short period of time, and you use that time to finalize an end to the war. But I do think you got to come a long way in understanding how you end the war. The second point that you raise is, you know, I think the key elements of any end of the war are going to be territorial. You know, there are areas that Russia has taken that they currently control, and that includes Crimea that goes back all the way to 2014, and some other areas they've made some advances. So that, and then there are, you know, so obviously there, anytime you're going to make a deal, there's going to have to be concessions. There's going to have to be concessions by the Russians and concessions by the Ukrainians, of course, as well. So that's tough. You know, this is tough when you have a war and people have died. For example, on the Ukrainian side, they've paid an enormous price in this war. So have the Russians, but the Ukrainians have paid a big price in this war. You know, those concessions aren't easy. You have to also sell them to the public back in your country. But I think what I can say is everybody wants the war to end. I think the conditions under which it's supposed to end, is that's always the hard part in this. But today was a good day, but there's a lot of work to, I don't want to exaggerate. We still have a ways to go here, but we certainly are closer today than we were yesterday, where we weren't close at all.
And that was, the groundwork was laid by Ambassador Steve Witkoff, who went over and had a discussion with Putin for 3 hours. And apparently there was progress made there. And I think for the first time, we'll hear from Rubio coming up in a second, but they actually have a list of concrete things that they want.
Well, that is progress.
Yeah.
That's huge progress.
Yeah, because before that, they just weren't even. They would talk in like...
they weren't even on the vague, shape of the table.
Right. Yet. Vague generalities. You're absolutely right. Yeah. Now, of course, they have kind of, you have what Russia wants, and they'll have to get... We know what Zelensky wants, and now we have to see if that's enough to get them all into the... first, apparently, it's going to be a meeting between Trump and Putin, and then a trilateral meeting between Putin, Trump, and Zelensky.
Okay. And what kind of territorial give backs will Russia do? I'll talk about that coming up. 6:13 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes. Here is the man, self-proclaimed Chuck Whitaker.
And good morning. The Capitol Beltway, a number of problems already this morning. Here we go again, Outer Loop, University Boulevard. That's going to back us up towards the ramps at New Hampshire Avenue and then back over to 95. There's a new report of an accident that just came in. I'm getting some information here. Outer Loop near the ramp at Connecticut Avenue. It looks like the ramp itself may be closed there. And then a little bit further around on the Outer Loop right after the spur at 270, the left-hand lane is blocked. We're going to back up there, backing up from Old Georgetown Road and coming down the hill from the Georgia Avenue ramp. So once again, problems getting around, not right at the American Legion Bridge, but close. And we've had that every week for the last 3 or 4 weeks in that area, almost at the same time. Both the tunnels are open. Beltway is beginning to fill in just a bit, but nothing major yet so far on the west side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, another cloudy start, mild start to the day by this afternoon. We'll see some more sunshine. Highs will be in the low to mid-80s. And for tomorrow, sunny temperatures are going to rise all weekend. We're back up into the 90s by the weekend and all next week. And right now, 64 and clear in Columbia and 68 in Annapolis. Time for some one-liner news. Rod Stewart taking criticism for his onstage tribute to Ozzy Osbourne. While singing Forever Young, a screen in the background displays AI-generated images of Ozzy taking selfies with other deceased rock stars in heaven.
Nice.
Can you imagine? You make one mistake? Wait, what's Paul McCartney doing up there? Not dead yet. Some people think Rod is already a deceased celebrity. He was just in town at Meriwether, I think, over the summer.
Yeah.
The NFL is banning the use of smelling salts during games. The league is concerned that smelling salts mask the symptoms of concussion.
Hmm.
Now, if NFL players want to be shocked into consciousness by smelling something strong and pungent, they're asked to smell their own chin straps.
Oh, no, man.
That'll do it.
Oh, no. At least you said chin.
Yeah. Record-setting heat forecast this week for Phoenix. Temperatures could be as high as 120 degrees in the Arizona desert.
Can't be more than 114.
Yeah. Well, it's Armageddon out there, but it's a dry Armageddon, you know? Hey, did you see this? ESPN has paid $1.6 billion for the rights to stream events from professional wrestling powerhouse WWE.
Hmm.
Apparently, they're going to call it the WWESPN Network. Right? It'll stand for Woke Wrestling Entertainment Sports Network.
Paying good money to watch that.
The famous Doge employee Big Balls was the victim of a carjacking attempt in Washington, D.C. He was trying to protect his girlfriend from being harmed, and they beat the living daylights out of him.
Oh, yeah.
You see the pictures?
Yeah, I saw it.
Yeah, really bad. President Trump says he's going to honor Big Balls at the White House, first, for defending his girlfriend's honor. Mm-hmm. Second, for going back to work the next day and firing 1,000 more federal employees. This Saturday's matchup between the Marlins and the Braves will mark a milestone in baseball when Jen Powell will become the first woman to umpire a Major League Baseball regular season game. Good.
Okay.
Let her explain the infield fly rule. There's nobody else knows what it is.
Right.
But I think this is bad because I think managers are going to be very hesitant to argue anything with a female umpire because men never win arguments with women.
I can see how it goes. The manager comes up, yells and screams, and eventually she says, "Fine."
Right.
Points her finger. Oh no. She pulled out the fine.
Right.
Talk to the hand.
I would like to see AI-generated Earl Weaver argue with Jen Powell. So a family. Be careful when you use stuff for, somber, serious moments.
Yeah.
This happened in Seattle last week. A family was laying a loved one to rest. And they decided they were going to use Frank Sinatra's The Impossible Dream because that was his favorite song.
All right.
So instead of actually recording it and onto their phone or whatever and playing it back, they use Spotify. But apparently they use the ad, not the ad-free version of Spotify, and this is how it went.
The unreachable
quickest way to clear out stuffed poop.
The number one food for regular DMs.
Oh, no.
The fastest way to clear out stuffed poop is by adding more fiber to your diet.
Not quite. Unless you want to make things worse.
Right after the song ended, an ad to relieve constipation. They recorded the whole thing, too.
What? If you're going, you're going.
What a send-off for their loved one. That'll go down in history. That'll be remembered for years to come.
Probably would love that. I would think that would be
funny. You would think it. You probably would plan that at your own ceremony.
I told you my plan is to, if I think I know I'm going, drink heavily for 3 days. When they put the fire on, the funeral home will just burn down.
That's right. You have your own funeral pyre for Chuck Whitaker.
I want an AI voice.
Yeah.
So when people come up and look at me in the casket, they'll say, "Hey, Bob, how you doing?"
I always thought one of the better things would be if you were laying in the box and you had some way to put a voice-activated microphone
there.
When they come up to look at you, you go, "What the hell are you looking at?" Never seen a stiff before?
Yeah, that kind of stuff.
Get out of here.
Yeah, that would certainly send them off.
I can't help it. I'm a popsicle now.
Yeah, exactly. All right. So, we'll see down the road. Yeah. Hopefully not for a long, long time. But
that might be a trend.
Is that in your will? Have you left that in your living power of attorney documents?
They know what to do.
Debbie knows what to do.
Okay. Donate any part that can be used by somebody who's still alive and then cook me.
Yeah. That's it. She said, "I'll put you on the curb. The truck comes every Wednesday and Thursday."
And then I want a party.
Yeah. Well, you know, when Chuck signed up to be an organ donor, they said, no thanks.
No. Yeah. They said they wanted pianos instead.
Yeah. He said, but I have this really nice organ.
They're all pickled.
It's a pipe organ.
Yeah, they're all pickled. Yeah. All right. Chuck, seeing a couple. Appreciate that. 6:20, 20 minutes after the hour. Okay, so we're going to talk about President Trump, the peacemaker, because he has been wrongfully labeled by so many on the left and even the swampy Republicans as well. So that's coming up next here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
I'm Bruce Elliott. Joining me in studio right now is Dr. Melissa Segev from Audiology Associates. Always good to see you.
It's good to see you, too.
Boy, I got questions for you.
Good.
All right, let's start with this. What makes Audiology Associates unique? How are you different?
Yeah, I mean, one of the major differences is that Audiology Associates is owned and run by myself and my business partner, Dr. Brianna Holton. And not only are we the owners and directors of the clinic, but we also see patients too. So we're very in touch with patients' needs. We're stay up to date with current technology that way. And we're really able to, I think, run the practice in a patient-oriented direction. Everything we do is about helping our patients who walk through our door and making sure that they hear better and we can address all of their needs.
How often does somebody come to you and say, I can't hear out of my left ear? And you find out, oh, you got something the size of a pencil eraser in your ear.
Absolutely. It happens more often than not.
Really?
Patients come in and what they want is everyone walks in, they're like, it's just wax. It's just wax. And I'm always like, it's never just wax. But sometimes it is. Yeah. And we have lots of ways to remove wax in the office, so we don't have to refer you out. We take care of it right there. Some of them are very gentle with flushing. We really try to be gentle all the time in whatever approach we use. And so we take out the wax and we can continue on with testing. If it's something that needs imaging, we can help order imaging or reach out to providers, other medical professions if they need to be referred. So we really try and make sure that we address all of the needs of the patients who walk through the doors and are able to treat them in a way that is just about the patient and not about the business.
About a 10-second answer here, if you could. Are there patients who come in with a lot of wax that there's a clinical solution so it doesn't happen again?
There are ways that we can help manage it at home by using certain over-the-counter products like Debrox that is peroxide-based, and that just loosens it so it doesn't continue to build. And if it is significant, then we just see you on a more monthly basis.
Audiology Associates, when silence is not golden, 410-944-3100.
Summer is hot, and so is our $69 AC checkup for Metropolitan Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. As a family-owned, fully licensed company with 32 years of experience, we can service all makes and models. A new install, a quick repair, or custom ductwork. We're going to give you a wow feeling when we're done. And here's another bonus wow. Mention WCBM and you'll get $500 off a brand new air conditioning system. Call 410-902-9600. 410-902-9600. Call Metropolitan Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning now. And when we're done, you'll be saying wow.
Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine. And also, we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weeknights at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCVM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
6:23 right now at Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, here he is, our very own personal traffic jam, Chuck Whitaker.
Yeah, you got that right. Both the tunnels are jammed up just a bit, but not much so far. 95 and 895, the lanes are open, filling in just a bit on the west side beltway now, mostly in that area from 795 down through I-70. All of the problems so far this morning have been on the Capitol Beltway. Broken down vehicle, outer loop, Connecticut Avenue, minor wreck, should be on the shoulder now, outer loop, University Boulevard, backing up towards 95, and then the wreck. I looked at that, and there is a delay. The wreck is on the outer loop around the spur at I-270. Busy area there where they all converge over on the northwest side of the Capitol Beltway. Pretty good size back up there. And again, that's affecting the traffic eventually that is going around to the American Legion Bridge. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, cloudy, mild start to the day by this afternoon. Maybe some sunshine. Highs will be in the low to mid 80s. Right now, 63 in Owings Mills, and it is 64 in Ellicott City. We're talking about a potential Putin and President Trump meeting next week. Marco Rubio was on with Larry Kudlow of Fox Business yesterday saying for the first time we're getting concrete examples of what Putin wants.
But I think for the first time, perhaps since this administration began, we have some concrete examples of the kinds of things that Russia would ask for in order to end the war. We haven't had much of that to this point. Obviously, the Ukrainians have a say in this. We got to bring the two sides and the two positions close enough so that, you know, the ultimate closer, President Trump, can get involved and make it happen.
Yeah, and that's what they need. Get it close and let the ultimate closer finish up. And he was asked yesterday, is that going to happen next week? Well, now we know it will because the Kremlin has just confirmed it.
I don't know if it'll be next week or not. Well, it remains to be seen. You know, I think it'll depend a lot on how much progress we can make. This is important in the sense that we think what happened was good because we have a sense now of what conditions the Russians would require in order to end the war. Now, they may not be the conditions Ukraine can accept or, frankly, that others would accept, but at least we have something to work off of. So I think a lot of that is going to depend now on how close can we bring the two sides to each other? Can we make enough progress? Can we get 85% of the way there, 75% of the way there? Because I don't think you can have a leaders level meeting if you're not close enough, because then nothing's going to come of that meeting. So we want to get it close enough, and then we want to give the president the opportunity to come in and close it. So I can't prejudge how long that could take. It could take hours. It could take days. Mm. Frankly, it could take weeks. We don't know.
You know, what's interesting, a couple of points here. One, Bruce, is that President Trump has often been criticized as being compared to Hitler and a warmonger and an existential. It was Slotkin the other day from Michigan, the senator from Michigan, calling him an existential threat to democracy. So with the Abraham Accords in his first term, four Arab nations cutting deals, a peace with Israel, including Sudan, and then Morocco closely followed behind that. And, of course, opening it up to the Saudis. And now we have Israel and Iran agreeing to a ceasefire. President Trump brokered that. He brokered the peace between India and Pakistan, between Rwanda and Congo, and Israel and Hamas is also a heavy lift, just like Russia and Ukraine is here. But this president will probably go down in history as being one of the more peace-seeking presidents of all time.
One of the things that I've always found fascinating is that, and I can't remember who characterized it, who coined it this way, but Donald Trump thinks not of war and peace. He thinks of peace and war.
I think it was Newt Gingrich, wasn't it?
Yeah, it could have been. Yeah, it is the inclination to find peace first, not to revert to a war footing first.
Yeah, and I think also you have to give a lot of credit to presidential envoy Steve Witkoff. Steve Witkoff is another billionaire from Florida, retired, doesn't need to work anymore, and he's volunteering his time, and he runs his own jet. And he has spent more time with Putin than any other government official in recent history. So Steve Witkoff is a great American. He's out there. He did the same thing trying to deal with Israel and Hamas. But when you look at it, this Trump is in this particular cabinet, I think, has been his best. I mean, the people that he has surrounding him now, whether it's Scott Bessent or Tom Holman or Marco Rubio or Steve Witkoff and Kristi Noem over at DHS and others, Linda McMahon at Edge, I just think he has assembled an all-star cabinet, and it's starting to pay dividends. Now, we got a long way to go here with Russia and Ukraine. You talked about territory. I think what Putin did is he expanded some of his territorial holdings in the last few months and thinking ahead that he's going to give those back. I don't think you're going to get Crimea.
So Crimea stays Russia?
I think Crimea stays Russia.
What about the Russian-speaking parts of Ukraine that are on the east?
That remains to be seen.
Yeah.
But that's something that, look, Ukraine has suffered greatly. The United States and Russia, rather, has suffered greatly. But now it just came out this week that NATO is going to be spending another $5 billion in weaponry to Ukraine. They're buying our weapons, but it's NATO and or the European Union that is spending the money. We're not purchasing the weapons and giving up. So that, I think, might be the other reason why Putin is now ready to come to the peace table, because we're watching now as Ukraine is able to redeploy and rearm itself. The problem still is they're drafting people over 60 in Ukraine. They're running out of bodies.
Yeah.
And Russia is getting the North Koreans to fight for them, the Chinese to fight for them, because they're running out of bodies. I think it's time. And I think that's the reason why Putin will come to the table, and we'll see what happens next week. But this president, more than, remember, they said he was going to get us all killed. He was going to start a nuclear war. That was what the left and some of the neocons were saying. This president is committed to peace. And it just shows. The actions speak louder than words. Your thoughts certainly welcome. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can join us here. Email us at themorningdrive@WCBM.com or text using the free WCBM mobile app right here into the studios. It's 630. Time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Bruce Elliott.
Thank you, Sean. The man convicted of murdering Harford County mom of five, Rachel Morin, will be sentenced this Monday. Prosecutors are seeking the maximum penalty of life in prison without parole for Victor Martinez Hernandez. The Salvadoran national was found guilty earlier this year for first-degree murder, rape, and kidnapping of Morin, whose body was found off the Ma and Pa Trail in 2023. Sentencing is set for 9:30 Monday morning in Harford County Circuit Court. Baltimore County Police have held the first of three community meetings on the proposed drone as a first responder program. Residents in the Dundalk area were able to see live demonstrations, ask questions about the program. Police say the drones are not for general surveillance and will be used in response to 9/11 calls and other emergency situations like officers in danger. Police say the program will complement its aviation team while maintaining transparency and privacy safeguards. The USDA is funding a program to help eliminate invasive catfish from the Chesapeake Bay. First District Congressman Andy Harris joined Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins Wednesday to announce that $6 million is now available for seafood processors to expand operations, transform the food supply chain, and create new and better markets to process the invasive wild-caught catfish. The USDA and Maryland Department of Agriculture are also launching a pilot program to buy up to $2 million worth of blue catfish to be distributed through food banks across the country. Maryland Senator Angela Alsobrooks is reacting to federal cuts for vaccine development. U.S. Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. announced Tuesday that he's halting funding for projects targeting viruses like COVID-19 and the flu. Alsobrooks says RFK continues to prove he is a threat to the health and well-being of every American citizen. She wants him fired or wants him to resign right now. Coming up on 6:32 in 60 seconds, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
Pick three lottery number 028. Your pick four is 6163. And now at 6:33, time for traffic weather on the threes with Chuck Whitaker.
Baltimore County with a new minor wreck, Hunt Valley, Beaver Dam Road, and McCormick Road. So keep an eye out for the flashing lights there. The Old Harbor Tunnel now, brake lights beginning around O'Donnell Street from there into the tunnel, maybe 5 minutes at this point, so not too bad. 95 is still running okay. Southbound into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. The west side outer loop is starting to fill in now between Liberty Road and the ramps at Route 40. Unfortunately, the camera, once again, is looking at the trees. It's a very lovely shot at the ramp just west of the Beltway, and the trees are lovely. All the leaves are green, and the sky is blue, and whatever the hell that means. But in the meantime, the outer loop of the ramps at the Capitol Beltway, that broken down vehicle at Connecticut Avenue is gone. The wreck at I-270 and the Capitol Beltway is still there. And the wreck at University Boulevard at the Capitol Beltway is now on the shoulder. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off cloudy and kind of mild for your Thursday morning, temperatures in the 60s. As we head toward the afternoon, we'll see clouds and then more sunshine later in the day. Temperatures into the 80s, more sunshine and warmer temperatures for the weekend. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports is brought to you by Greeven Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. After a disastrous 2024, Orioles pitcher Trevor Rogers was at the end of his rope. Now, apparently, he's the ace of the staff.
Now, runner third, one out for Kyle Schwarber. And there's a strikeout on another changeup. So, Rogers got Schwarber to roll into a double play on a left-on-left changeup and now uses that to strike him out.
Schwarber was swamped all day by Rogers yesterday. That was Tom McCarthy with the call on NBC Sports Philadelphia. The burly left-hander wins his sixth straight quality start, his eighth and 10 this year, leading the Birds to a 5-1 win over the Phillies yesterday. Rogers now upping his record to 5-1 on the year and lowering his ERA to 1.44.
You know, they've had my number for a while, and finally, you know, just a little bit of payback and pull out a win there against a really good lineup. But really good for me personally, and something that I'll continue to build off of.
Rogers had faced the Phillies 11 times in his career coming into yesterday. He was 1-6 with a 6.71 earned run average. In other Orioles news, details now emerging on just how much the Orioles paid other teams to take their players at the deadline. Let's take you back to the day after deadline day. A comment here from general manager Mike Elias.
We did send money in a lot of these trades, and I want to thank and credit David and our ownership group for making that lever available to facilitate better talent.
Well, the numbers are in now. $3.3 million went to the Padres for O'Hearn and Laureano. $2.7 million went to Detroit for Charlie Morton. $1.75 million went to the Blue Jays to let them have Sir Anthony Dominguez. Ravens and Colts tonight at the stadium, the 2025 preseason opener. On paper, this looks like a Super Bowl team. But Derrick Henry imparting the message Lamar sent to the team, and that is, he did it the days the veterans arrived.
Let's do what we need to do. Each and every day to get where we want to go. Yeah. And he's been emphasizing that a lot. From the first day that we got here, he talked to the team. It's like, it's time. It's time to do what we need to do. You know, he's just tired of coming up short.
Kind of starts tonight, not for real, but against the Colts at 7 p.m. Meanwhile, the NFL clarifying/amending its position on smelling salts that had its players in an uproar. On Tuesday, the league said the substance was to be banned from the sidelines. Well, yesterday, the league said teams won't provide the smelling salts, but players themselves could bring it to the field, and some of them, I'm sure, will. The time now is 6:37. When we return, apparently the NFL also had a sex toy problem.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greeven Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greeven Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greeven Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
All right, so this is hard to keep track of, but first of all, I just want to say another unidentified flying object was spotted at a WNBA game last night. This one was at a Liberty game in New York. Just listen in.
It's okay. Oh, my gosh. Are you okay? Did it hit you?
Okay, so this one didn't make it to the floor. It hit a fan, apparently. No injuries were reported. But I looked up a Yahoo report from back in 2019. Apparently, there was incidents at Buffalo when the Patriots came to town. Three straight years, the Patriots came to Buffalo, and fans were throwing objects at Tom Brady and the New England Patriots. I don't know if you remember that.
That's a Bills Mafia thing. They call them Bildos.
They do. Here's a quick snippet of a fan reacting.
Oh, this is... Oh.
I'm not touching that.
No one wants to touch it.
No one wants to touch it. So the referee kicked it off the field.
Yes.
Right? So it specifically happened when Brady and the Patriots came to town. So this phenomenon, Sean and Bruce, is not new.
But that one was yellow.
Yeah, that one was
in the WNBA.
It actually looked like a flag.
Have all been green. Okay? Just saying. And then, you know, Bruce, we'll leave it up to Gary to research this stuff to come up with the really penetrating stories.
Probably not the best adverb to choose there. Mm-hmm. Or adjective.
Nicely done again, Sean.
Okay, Gary. 6:39, 21 minutes out for the hour. So I'm just going on the record saying that Donald Trump should have received the Nobel Peace Prize for the Abraham Accords in his first term. If he pulls off this deal with Russia, Ukraine, and next up is Israel and Hamas and Gaza, then he should be a slam dunk. Because after all, Obama got it for doing nothing.
Yeah. He got it basically because they thought maybe he was a nice guy. As it turned out, it was like a war every day that Obama was in office. Look, this past Monday, for those who might have missed this entire story, Benjamin Netanyahu of Israel said that the Jewish state needs to fully occupy the Gaza Strip, which is something that we kind of assumed was going to be happening by the actions of the Israelis. They weren't going to stop with the job nine-tenths done. Now, here's the history in this. Back in 2006, Hamas was voted into power in the Gaza Strip. There's not been an election since then. As David Manny of PJ Media put it, he said, Gaza went from being a potential model for Palestinian self-rule to an Iranian-funded weapons depot overnight. For every inch Israel gave, they received rockets, tunnels, and indoctrination camps for children holding toy rifles, chanting death to the Jews. Well, Tal Heinrich is a reporter and close to the Israeli government, and she says that what has been going on in this circumstance is absolutely abhorrent.
The prime minister and his cabinet stated from day one of this war, right after the October 7th massacre, that the end goal for Gaza is to eliminate Hamas, remove them from power. This terror group can no longer be in control of its own territory. No life-loving nation would have allowed that.
Now, here's the deal. The Israelis felt they were very close to a ceasefire in Gaza half a week ago. What happened? Well, these well-meaning idiots in Europe decided they were going to say, and in Canada, we're going to recognize Gaza. Basically saying to the people in Gaza, to Hamas, you keep on killing people because we're going to recognize you now. So there's we're not going to dissuade you from misbehavior.
It was Canada, it was the UK, and was it the EU as well? Or there was some, I think Germany. Germany was one of those that said, we're now recognizing a Palestinian state in Gaza.
Yeah, there went any prospect for a ceasefire at all.
We must ensure that Gaza will never, ever pose a terror threat to Israel again. Now, we were actually, in recent weeks, getting closer to achieving, according to several official accounts, to achieving a new hostage release deal in exchange for a 60-day ceasefire.
Yeah, and of course, those hostages, we've seen the images. Frankly, they look like something that one would have seen in Dachau or Auschwitz at the end of the war. Starved to death. The video of them having to dig their own graves, it's pretty grim stuff. And Tala says it was those useful idiots who said, oh, you don't have to stop that behavior. We're going to recognize you regardless.
Some Western useful idiots, let's call them this way, put the pressure on Israel. And they said that they're going to recognize a Palestinian state, and they are rewarding Hamas for their vile actions, not only against our hostages and our citizens, but also their own population.
Yeah, she says what has actually happened is, she points out, they've had a state now since 2006. Israel has been gone from Gaza since 2006 until very recently. But instead of behaving themselves, they spend every dollar in foreign aid, instead of enriching the lives of the people who live there, on tunnels and weapons. Israel offered them desalinization plants free here. Turn your salt water into drinkable water for your population. No, thank you very much. We'd rather they die than drink that Jew water. I mean, it's just amazing the bigotry and the self-harm that's taken place in that part of the world. More coming up on that. 6:43 right now. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
New report of an accident just in southbound on the BW Parkway. The report says between 175 and Route 32. I'm looking at the camera at Route 32. Not too bad there, but it may be a little bit closer towards 175. So we'll get some more information on that. Though definitely want to give you a heads up as you're going south. At least some delays now at both the Harbor Tunnels. 895 was starting to back up towards the Eastern Avenue Bridge and eventually back towards the Erdman Avenue ramp. That would all be the normal delay
64 this time of the morning. It's moving, but it's backed up a little bit. And then 95, at least right now, through the Toll Plaza area and coming south, is starting to slow going into both the harbor tunnels. Let me just change this camera here to the south end. Now, we got four green arrows, so we're moving traffic in. But all four lanes, for some reason, right there at the beginning of the tube southbound, are a little bit slow. So if you're coming down the hill from the Keith Avenue ramp, be prepared for the brake lights there. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your WCBM weather channel. Oh, weather. Here we go again. That's an old habit. Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Cloudy, mild start today. And by this afternoon, we should see some sunshine and highs in the low to mid 80s. Sunny temperatures rising all weekend, back up into the 90s for the weekend and for next week as well. Right now, sunny 69 in Ellicott City, 63 in Reisterstown. And time to head out to the Chuck Wagon for the latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners, in the name of Bill Johnson.
Excuse me. I don't understand a word you're saying.
Dairy Queen serving up the new Reese's Caramel Craze Blizzard as its flavor of the month for August. That is like Reese's Peanut Butter Cups with caramel in there. Those blizzards are pretty darn good. I wonder how much calories are in a blizzard.
But 37.
Yeah. Yeah, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. It's all good, right?
What are you going to do 50 years from now?
Exactly.
What difference does it make? Seriously.
Papa John's debuting the new Garlic 5 Cheese Crust Pizza. All right, so you got five different cheeses, and you got the in the crust there, five different flavors of cheese, plus the garlic. Gives it a little extra zing. McDonald's launching the limited edition McDonaldland meal, including the whole gang. Ronald McDonald, Grimace, Birdie, Hamburglar, Mayor McCheese, and Fry Friends are all coming to a McDonald's near you.
Wow.
Don't they call you that in Brooksville, Mayor McCheese?
Absolutely.
That's what I thought.
I go to the council meetings just to disrupt things.
Years ago on the cruise, you were Monarch of the Cheese. Now you're Mayor McCheese.
You know, they actually wanted me to run for county council one time, so you don't want that.
I think the county council meetings would be fascinating.
So much better.
Yeah.
They put them online. You'd have people up here watching like crazy.
Exactly.
Right? I don't want these crocker croakers.
You'd be going viral every other meeting. Yeah,
watch exactly. It on TV.
Hey, there's a brand new craze that's going on, a charcuterie board franchise called Gray's Craze. Three locations opening up in Maryland, Odenton, Annapolis, and Ellicott City. Now, the Ellicott City one will be at St. John's Lane. That'll be opening up this September. And the franchise self-describes as an innovator in the new food trend of grazing, where people have the flexibility of eating portions of food laid out on a spread throughout the day. Founded in 2018, Gray's Craze now has 90 open and operating stores across the country in 30 states.
So it's like a big buffet.
Yeah.
So you get to go and pick through the food that other people pick through for hours on end. Sounds fun to me.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
oh, yeah.
They say this is a new food trend. Chuck Whitaker's been grazing for most of his career, folks.
Yeah, but that's unwilling neighbors.
In fact, years ago when Publix had bulk food sections, the reason why they had to get rid of them was because of Chuck.
Close them right down.
It actually started in Giant.
Those big bins.
Giant on Liberty Road. Sticky Fingers Johnson, that's what they used to call me.
Well, it wasn't bad except that one time your head got stuck in the pretzel bin.
Yeah. Well, the lid fell on my neck. I tried to sue him, and that didn't work.
The folks at a local supermarket did show a video of Chuck once, and it was, he had to get his little plastic bag there, and he had his little scoop, and he'd have a scoop for the bag, a scoop for me.
One in the other pocket.
Exactly.
They said, turn out your pockets. I turned out my two back pockets.
He went in weighing 50 pounds lighter than when exiting the store.
You got 4 pounds of cashews in your life. Not far off.
I know. It's pretty darn close.
Checker guy was saying, are you just happy to see me or are you old cashews in your pants?
And it's, the standard was, well, I just wanted to see what it tastes like.
Yeah.
How do I know if I like it if I don't test it?
Why do you think they have these barrels with these lids open?
If they didn't want me to eat it, it'd be closed.
Damn right.
It'd be
you
sealed.
Want me to eat it, put it behind glass.
It's unbelievable. I'd see it a couple. 6:48, 12 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. Remember, we were talking about the first Major League umpire in baseball this weekend on this game. One of our good listeners, Tom, writes, it'll never work. She's going to be bringing up balls and strikes from 6 months ago.
That's great.
Let's go to Stephen Reisterstown.
Good morning, Steve.
Hey, guys. Just a little controversy here that Governor Abbott is threatening to sue San Marcos City Council because they won't give $4 million directly to Israel. And, I'm pro-Israel, but it's starting to look like they have a lot of ties that make them look bad or they... I just think there's a lot going on with Israel more than everybody talks about.
Yeah, look, Israel, you know, obviously is going to try to defend itself. I do agree that we tried this Palestinian state, two-state solution. Didn't work. The thing that bothers me, I understand President Trump, nobody wants to see starving children, and it's humane to want to send food to Gaza.
Absolutely.
I agree with that wholeheartedly. The thing that I just do not want to see any way, shape, or form take place is American boots on the ground. No American troops in the Gaza Strip ever.
Agreed, but I still think Israel has a lot of goods, or vice versa, the CIA involved with Israel in a lot of things that nobody knows about. Anyhow, thanks.
Right. Look, for clarity here, Governor Abbott sent a letter, and this was as of April 29th, sent a letter to the city of San Marcos condemning its proposed anti-Semitic resolution, which was in contrary to Texas state law. Abbott said at the time, Israel is a stalwart ally of the U.S. and a friend of Texas. I've repeatedly made clear that Texas will not tolerate anti-Semitism. Anti-Israel policies are anti-Texas policies. Over a year ago, following Hamas's cowardly attack and campus disruptions openly celebrating terrorism, I issued an executive order addressing anti-Semitism in higher education. That's what the lawsuit was about.
Yeah, and then there's a lot of myths and, lies and deceit regarding Israel, too, especially in the what I believe is to be the anti-Semitic media, which is just unfortunate. 6:51, 9 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. Coming up next, an illegal alien woman has been detained in Maryland for manslaughter, and now she's to be deported. 6:51, you're on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor.
Sean Casey here. If you're thinking about remodeling your home, start with a name you can trust. AES Builders and Home Improvement. They've been transforming homes across Maryland for over 35 years with quality craftsmanship, honest pricing, and timelines that stick. From kitchens to additions, they do it right. I've seen their work and I trust them in my own home. Visit them at aeshome.us. That's aeshome.us. Tell them Sean sent you to get a special discount on any additions or remodeling jobs. AES. Experience, integrity, results.
If you're not happy, we're not done. MHIC 37105.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
Hey, this is Mackenzie Frost from Fox 45 News. Join me every Thursday on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, where we talk about the major topic I'll be covering on Fox 45 News in depth with Mackenzie Frost. Every Thursday, I go in depth on the most important news stories impacting Baltimore and Maryland. Now, you get an inside look at what I've uncovered before the show starts. Don't miss out and tune in for the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot Thursdays on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Always a great conversation. Looking forward to that. Mackenzie joins us right after the 8:30 news this morning right here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Another detail on this lawsuit, because I want to be clarity on this. The money that is involved, this $4 million, that was in grant funding to Texas Jewish organizations to support security enhancements at a time when anti-Semitism and attacks on Jewish synagogues was rife in Texas. It was not to the state of Israel. It was not to leave the country. It was for security enhancements at synagogues and Jewish places of worship like the JCCC, etc. Just for clarity. 6:53, traffic weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
Looks like the wreck on the BW Parkway is closer to 170
25. Looking at the camera here, don't actually see the wreck, but I see the impact on the southbound side is pretty well jammed up right now. So if you're coming down from Route 100, you're working your way south from Arundel Mills. As you get closer to 175, pretty good sized backup now developing in that area. Beltway continues to fill in. The west side should be a little busier now between 795 and down through the ramps at Frederick Road, and the heavy traffic pushing in. But so far, the lanes are open south at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, cloudy, mild start to the day, but by later this afternoon, the sun will shine and will be in the low to mid-80s. Heat starting to build back in tomorrow through the weekend and all next week. We're going to back up into the 90s for most of the week. Right now, it is 66 and sunny in the city, 65 in Middle River. An illegal alien from El Salvador, and her name is Norma Reyes Carballal, 33 years of age, currently being detained at the Fallon Detention Center in Baltimore, waiting deportation following a final order of removal. Reyes Carballal, who, by the way, is in the United States illegally, has been convicted of voluntary manslaughter and using a handgun in a violent crime. Here's Sergeant Betsy Smith, spokesperson for the National Police Association.
This woman, like 73% of current ICE detainees, has a pretty significant criminal history.
How significant? Well, court records reveal that Reyes Carballal was initially charged with first and second degree murder in 2019. Investigators allege she was involved in a love triangle with the victim and lured him to a location where her husband shot and killed him.
This woman has never been legal in this country. And when she was here in 2019, she was still an illegal alien. She was involved in the murder of a 20-year-old.
Also involving, you look, other cases here, prominent high-profile cases in Maryland from illegal immigrants from El Salvador include the 22 murder of 20-year-old Kayla Hamilton, remember? Then 17-year-old Walter Martinez strangled her with a phone. And we had her mom, Tammy Nobles, on the air here. And then the 2023 murder of Rachel Morin by Victor Martinez Hernandez, who, by the way, will be sentenced Monday in Harford County. And look, why would we want to bring any more criminals into this country? We got problems with our own already.
We have plenty of our own criminals in Maryland and in the United States that we don't need to continue to import them.
So she's awaiting deportation, Reyes Carballal, and she should be told that you're going to be deported to your home country, and hopefully they will imprison you there. And if you ever set foot in the United States again, you'll be shot on sight. Okay, so don't ever think about coming back here. But to the guy, to Victor Martinez, in the death of Rachel Morin, he's going to be sentenced.
It's coming Monday.
On Monday,
yeah,
the worst he can get in the state of Maryland, because we did got rid of the death penalty years ago, is life in prison without parole. So we're going to feed him, clothe him, give him access to his law library. He'll be able to work out and on the gym, whatever the case would be. So for the rest of his life, we're going to be taking care of this vermin, this cretin. I'm just hoping, is there some way maybe the feds can come in and take a look at this and try him on different charges? And would he be eligible for the federal death penalty? I don't know. We have to look in that.
By the way,
who the hell wants to sustain this piece of dirt for the rest of his natural life?
There's the phrase, the Speedway Slammer. Sounds familiar to you?
Yeah, that's out in Indianapolis. That's the new detention facility like Gator Gitmo.
Yep, so it's around an hour north, 65 miles north of Indianapolis. It's another 1,000-bed facility, roughly. Tom Holman says he'd much rather they build like a 5,000, because he says, I have a lot of violent illegal aliens who are waiting for a deportation. It'd be nice to have somewhere to put them.
Yeah, they're also going to another location is going in Florida. There's a second location in Florida that's going to hold a lot of illegal aliens, like similar to Gator Gitmo. Not quite sure where that is yet, but I just saw the headline.
You know, there is there's a job in Columbia, Maryland, or used to be at least. The job was to name the streets there, because Columbia, some of the neighborhoods have rather unusual names like Rock Sparkle Way, true name. So I would think that there has to be a job now to name these facilities. Alliteration counts on this kind of thing. So bear that in mind, you know. It'll be like the Alabama Attica. I mean, stuff like this. It has to kind of flow off the tongue. Apply right now. Hey, if you're thinking about selling your home in this shifting market, my number one recommendation is Vinny Steele. Vinny Steele makes buying or selling simple, offering multiple cash offers to get you the most money for your home in your time frame. Call Vinny or go online and check it out right now. See for yourself. His stats are very impressive. Over 12,700 buyers in waiting, and he sells homes almost three times faster and for around 3 or 4% more than the average agent using the latest marketing techniques. Vinny says, don't just take my word for it. Check out the five-star reviews. George says, wonderful job selling my home, even with the buyer issues. Michelle states, Vinny made selling my parents' home so simple. And Julie says, Vinny did a great job listing and selling our home quickly. Vinny Steele, that's vinnysteele.com, Vinny Steo, or 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBN, Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump's wide-ranging tariffs are now in effect. Goods from more than 60 countries and the European Union face tariffs rates ranging anywhere between 10 and 41%. And the president threatens to slap steep tariffs on imported technology.
We'll be putting a tariff on of approximately 100% on chips and semiconductors. But if you're building in the United States of America, there's no charge, even though you're building and you're not producing yet in terms of the big numbers of jobs and all of the things that you're building. If you're building, there will be no charge. So I just want everyone to know that.
The president says he is encouraged by how talks aimed at ending the Russia-Ukraine war are going.
We've made a lot of progress. And as you know, we put a 50% tariff on India on oil. They're the second largest. They're very close to China in terms of the purchase of oil from Russia. But so I don't know if that had anything to do with it, but we've had very productive talks today.
The Kremlin says Mr. Trump and President Putin will meet in the coming days. Hospitalized in stable condition, five soldiers from Fort Stewart, Georgia, expected to recover. They were shot on base yesterday, allegedly by a fellow soldier.
We have identified the alleged shooter as Sergeant Cornelius Radford, an automated logistics sergeant assigned to 2nd Brigade Combat Team.
Brigadier General John Lubas heard there on WJCL. The suspect's in custody. There's been no word on a motive. United Airlines says it was a technology issue that delayed more than 1,000 flights across the country yesterday. Expect residual delays today. Watching Wall Street, stock futures pointing to a higher open. The Dow futures up 252 points. NASDAQ futures better by 195 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This is an urgent message for investors over the age of 50. Silver is on the verge of making history. This is an opportunity you can't miss. We're Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, and we've helped thousands of investors move their IRA, 401k, or retirement account into physical gold and silver safely and securely. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our free 2025 Silver Investor Report and learn why now could be the best time to own physical silver. In this eye-opening guide, we reveal why silver is surging and could make new all-time highs, how to protect your retirement from inflation and market chaos, and the little-known IRS loophole that lets you own gold, silver, and even platinum, 100% tax and penalty free. Plus, you'll learn how to get up to $10,000 in free silver with a qualifying purchase. But don't wait for this opportunity to pass you by. Call us now and learn how to own physical silver today the smart way. Call 800-900-8000 now. That's 800-900-8000. Or visit us at AdvantageGold.com. Past performance may vary. Consult your financial or tax advisor. Call us at 800-900-8000.
Good morning. It's 7:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott and Chuck Whitaker. Traffic and weather on the threes.
All right, so it looks like there may have been an issue here. I haven't seen it yet because the camera's facing the wrong way and Chart has not looked at it yet. Outer loop before Security Boulevard. It's coming to a stop there. And then after that, it's at I-70. There's not much traffic there. So it's right between this camera shot, which is looking at the bridge at Windsor Mill and the bridge at Security Boulevard. There's definitely something there. And, of course, it's in the construction zone where there's no shoulder available. So we'll try to get them to turn that to the south so we can get a look. But already the west side is backed up well beyond the ramp at Liberty Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off cloudy and kind of mild for your Thursday morning, temperatures in the 60s. As we head toward the afternoon, we'll see clouds and then more sunshine later in the day. Temperatures into the 80s, more sunshine and warmer temperatures for the weekend. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Dundalk has 67 degrees. Aberdeen has 63 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Maryland Senator Angela Alsobrooks reacting to federal cuts for vaccine development. U.S. Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. announced Tuesday that he's halting funding for projects targeting viruses like COVID-19 and the flu. Alsobrooks says RFK continues to prove that he's a threat to the health and well-being of every American citizen. The senator is again calling for RFK to either resign or be fired immediately. A Brooklyn Park man has pled guilty to federal child sexual exploitation charges. 33-year-old Charles Foraim, the fourth, posed as a 19-year-old, used his Snapchat account to meet girls between the ages of 13 and 16, promising the girls vapes or marijuana in exchange for explicit images or sex acts. Baltimore County Police have held the first of three community meetings on the proposed drone as a first responder program. Residents in the Dundalk area were able to see live demonstrations, ask questions about the program. Police say the drones are not for general surveillance. They'll be used in response to 911 calls and other emergency situations like officers in danger. And the man convicted of murdering Harford County mom of five, Rachel Morin, will be sentenced this Monday. Prosecutors are seeking the maximum death penalty of life in prison without parole for Victor Martinez Hernandez. The Salvadoran national was found guilty earlier this week for first-degree murder, rape, and kidnapping of Morin, whose body was found off the Mon-Pa Trail in 2023. Pick 3 Lottery, 028, Pick 4, 6163, and next, it's Style on Sports.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know that I support our president, Donald Trump, 100%, to lead and to guide our great nation towards prosperity. Now, we all want prosperity, especially during our retirement years. Now, would you like a retirement income that's free from all the worries, the ups and downs of Wall Street? If so, you might want to meet our friend Rod Barrowy. He's with Safe Retirement Solutions. Now, Rod believes in safety and certainty in retirement income planning. His goal is not to make you rich, but to help to make sure that you don't wind up poor in your retirement. I'd think you want to maximize your Social Security, right? Your IRAs, your Medicare supplements, your 401ks. Why don't you meet with Rod and his team in Annapolis or Towson? Just call 410-266-1120 or on the web at SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Now, retirement planning is a huge, big, important deal. You don't need to go it alone. Just call 410-266-1120.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 705 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping you cool all summer long. Kobe Mayo with a big three-run shot, and Trevor Rogers notches another win yesterday for Baltimore, a win that also saw an Orioles rookie deliver.
It's Jeremiah Jackson, and he's not going to try one here. He rips it fair into the left field corner. The Orioles get on the board for the first time since Monday as Jackson doubles in Henderson.
Kevin Brown had the call on Masson. Jeremiah Jackson's first extra base hit and first RBI as a major leaguer got the Birds going in a 5-1 win over Philly. Post-game comments here from the manager, Tony Mancelino.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it feels great. I mean, you walk in here against this team, and especially after a game of teeth kicked in for two nights, you know, it's easy to lay down at a 12:35 game when you got Ranger Suarez on the mound, you know, in Philadelphia with kind of the momentum they have and the lack thereof that we have. You know, for the boys to go out there and do what they did, awesome.
Elsewhere in baseball, this time out on the West Coast, it was another milestone for Shohei.
Smacks one in the air, deep center field. Scott going back. Forget about it. It's gone. Halfway up the pavilion. The Dodger pitcher launches a massive home run.
What can he do? Call on Dodgers TV. Otani made the milestone of his 1,000th career hit, a home run, the 264th of his career, 38th on the season. But the Cardinals beat the Dodgers 5-3. Ravens-Colts tonight at 7 p.m. It's the preseason opener of 2025. Day 3 of the White Marlin Open was yesterday, and it saw the first qualifying White Marlin of the tournament brought to the scales by the Billfisher boat, caught by Dan Goff, weighing in at 72 pounds. The fish is currently valued at approximately $4.6 million. Also, the Bill Dacre boat brought in a 56-pound tuna, caught by Braden Forsman, placing them in second in that category. A total of 143 boats fished yesterday. Coming up in 30 minutes, there's money trouble brewing in Major League Baseball. And that is Stein on Sports.
Since 1902, Farnan and Dermer has been Maryland's trusted name in HVAC. Family owned for five generations, they're the comfort guys that you can count on. Like with a $99 AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. If you need a new system, how about 0% financing for up to 60 months and rebates up to $7,000? Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com. And don't forget to tell them Gary told me to call. Farnan and Dermer, keeping Maryland comfortable for over 120 years.
From Dundalk to the boardwalk, from Pikesville to Parkville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680. That is our local call-in number, 1-800-WCBM-680. Email us at themorningdrive@WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hagrick. Your top stories this hour. Kristi Noem removes all age barriers to becoming ICE agents, and the floodgates have opened up. Cincinnati beating victim Holly is speaking out against Democrat policies. Wait to hear the latest on her. But our top story is the director of National Intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard, is zeroing in on James Clapper.
Yeah, indeed.
The former DNI.
Yep. She has done the methodical thing. She's had a staff put together that has experts from a number of different agencies. They've been going through this stuff line by line. Before we get to that, though, you know the new book out, 107 Days, which is the Kamala Harris book? I have what I'm told is her doing a bit of a reading yesterday of her book so that we can anticipate some of the content of what we'll be looking at as we all are completely absorbed in 107 days.
I spoke recently with a group of voters, and one in particular stood out to me. Okay, I said to him, "What's your name?" And he said, "I am Sam." To which I responded, "You're Sam." And he said, "Sam, I am." Okay. And do you know what he asked me? He said to me, "Do you like green eggs and ham?" Okay. You know what I told him? I told him, "I do not like green eggs and ham. I do not like them. Sam, I am." Full stop.
There you go. It's I think on page 53 or 54, you'll be able to find that. It's all very original, very well thought. She has a fascinating story here, by the way, about one of her good friends, Peter Pan, that she goes through as well. And
I'm wondering if the launch of the book is going to be delayed, because now they have to scour through it to make sure they don't mention anything about Joe Biden's mental capacity.
What mental capacity?
You know, if they do, they're going scorched earth. They've said they're going scorched earth on her.
Biden, the team says, "You say that Joe Biden wasn't, we're going to do that thing to you, you know, don't worry about it." All right, Tulsi Gabbard has put together a team to actually do something odd, and that is search for the truth. Wow. What a concept in government to actually have somebody put together a team looking for the truth is in order to get at people like Brennan and Clapper.
James Clapper was on the team that created that manufactured intelligence assessment that led to the Iraq war, about the Iraq WMDs. He writes about it in his book, saying that he and his team of intelligence analysts created something that was not there.
Yeah, and they've managed to carry that tradition on, she contends, through the Biden administration. and with the aid and assistance of Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. It's a tangled web. We'll see if we can't unravel a bit of it later on this half hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Right now it's 7:13. Traffic and weather on the threes. Here he is, Chuck Whitaker.
I told you there was something on Beltway, boy.
Yeah, yeah.
Here it is, outer loop. Right before Security Boulevard, three vehicles, well, actually two cars and a van, and now the state police behind it, left-hand lane, and of course it's in the construction area. No shoulder is available. So now they have to wait, see if they have to tow these out, get them pushed off the roadway. I'm sure the state highway truck is en route to that location. Traffic is getting by to the right in three lanes, so we're backed up, though, back between Liberty Road and back to the ramp area at 795. Just a few minutes ago, had a broken-down vehicle. Was only there temporarily on the Bay Bridge westbound. I just checked to make sure, already back to normal there. The vehicle has cleared the span, and traffic from Route 8 over towards Sandy Point is doing fine. Keep in mind, about 20 minutes ago, we had a wreck on the BW Parkway southbound near the bridge at Route 175. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, cloudy and mild start to the day. By this afternoon, sunshine should appear. It'll be in the low to mid 80s tomorrow, sunny, and temperatures beginning to rise all weekend, back up into the 90s. Right now, windy, 73 in Ocean City, 67 and sunny in Millersville. Time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
Well, after the president was apprised of Doja's big balls being beaten, after he tried to defend his girlfriend from being carjacked in D.C., he personally called Big Balls, a.k.a. Ed Korstein, who was severely beaten, to thank him for standing up for his girlfriend and for being, at least to try to defend her and prevent her from any kind of injury, although he was severely hurt. And he says, after watching that, it may be time to federalize our nation's capital.
The crime is ridiculous. I could show you a chart comparing D.C. to other locations, and you're not going to want to see what it looks like.
And that has empowered U.S. Attorney Judge Jeanine Pirro to go after the criminal element in D.C.
Tell us what we can expect from your time as U.S. Attorney.
First of all, there was another homicide, so we're now at 99 homicides so far this year. There's no question that Washington, D.C. has an incredible amount, a credible number of homicides. You know, and you can say that violence and crime is down, but the truth is violence is more lethal than it's ever been. And when we say it's down, down from what?
Right, real high.
Okay, we've got carjackings that are up 111%. The problem in D.C., and President Trump, in his effort to make D.C. safe and beautiful, said to me, I want you to enforce the law to make sure that there's accountability. And I spoke to the president yesterday at length about what was going on here. I said, if you're 14, 15, 16, or 17 years old, you get coddled, as you do in most American Democrat cities. So I can't charge these people. This young kid who worked at the White House was beaten to a pulp. He's got a broken nose. He's got a severe concussion. He's battered all over his head, okay, by a gang of punks, 10 of them, I believe, two have been arrested, two 15-year-olds. None of them come to my office, Laura, because they're not considered criminals. They go to family court where the effort is rehabilitation. The D.C. Council, and the president is right, they've got to stop their coddling. Number one, we've got to lower the age of responsibility to 14. I'm tired of having these kids commit crimes in their crews, not gangs in D.C.
And that's happening right here in Baltimore and many other major cities as well. So maybe U.S. Attorney Pirro will lead the charge. Peter Ducey asking President Trump who should be on the 28 ticket.
Warning that you probably won't be running for a third term. This weekend, Secretary of State Rubio said that he thought J.D. Vance would be a great nominee. You could clear the entire Republican field right now. Do you agree that the heir apparent to MAGA is J. J.D. Vance.
Well, I think most likely, in all fairness, he's the vice president. I think Marco is also somebody that maybe would get together with J.D. in some form. I also think we have incredible people, some of the people on the stage right here. So it's too early, obviously, to talk about it, but certainly he's doing a great job, and he would be probably favored at this point.
He would be favored at this point, I'm sure. Apple CEO Tim Cook was at the White House yesterday. He's pouring more money, more investment into the U.S.
I'm glad to be here with you today, and I'm very proud to say that today we're committing an additional $100 billion to the United States, bringing our total U.S. investment to $600 billion over the next 4 years.
Yeah, the big, beautiful bill. Listen to this. AT&T says they're going to save $8 billion in cash savings, so they'll be reinvesting in their platforms. J&J is going to have certainty now for its planned U.S.-based manufacturing investments. Northrop Grumman, a cash tax benefit of $200 to $250 million a year. Booz Allen Hamilton says it's going to free cash flow by $200 million thanks to the big, beautiful bill. United Rentals, $400 million, and on and on and on it goes. American companies now can't afford to invest in America. Tulsi Gabbard was asked, what evidence do you have that Obama was involved in the Obama coup, the Russia Obamagate?
President Obama directed that a National Security Council meeting be called to talk about Russia. That the report that came out of that meeting was filled with tasks that were delivered by James Clapper's assistant to John Brennan and to other elements of the intelligence community. John Brennan was the head of the CIA at the time, all saying, per the president's direction, per the president's order. And very specifically, they were tasked to create an intelligence assessment that detailed how Moscow tried to influence the election. Not if, but how. And this was the beginning of this manufactured intelligence assessment where they knowingly wrote things in this assessment that were false, and they knew they were false. They knew that they were basing it on discredited intelligence or documents like the Steele dossier that was politically motivated and that they knew was false. And this was how they came up with the Russia hoax that was then weaponized and used to try to delegitimize the president, President Trump, and to try to ultimately enact this years-long coup throughout his entire 4 years of his first administration.
Yeah, yeah. And that is irrefutable. They have it in writing. President Trump said that pharmaceutical tariffs could reach 250% eventually. He wants the United States to manufacture all the important drugs that we need.
Yeah.
So we're no more reliant on China or India or anyone else. That's the way it went down 200 days into the golden age.
And we are just getting started.
Y-M-C-A. 7:21. More coming from Tulsi Gabbard on James Clapper here in just a second on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Farmers and ranchers, when it's time to buy or sell ag equipment, think Purple Wave Auction. We're your go-to online marketplace for tractors, combines, sprayers, and more. With our no-reserve policy, every item sells to the highest bidder. Experience the Purple Wave difference. Nationwide reach with a local touch. Purple Wave Auction. Whether you're expanding your operation or streamlining your fleet, we've got you covered. Visit purplewave.com today. Fuel your farm with Purple Wave Auction.
Hi, it's Sean Casey. Listen, if you're in the market for kitchen appliances, you have to check out Town Appliance, right on Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills. I'm talking Whirlpool, Jet Air, KitchenAid, Monogram, GE Cafe. They've got it all. Trust me, I walked in and went bug-eyed. The showroom is stunning. And when you meet with Mayor or Mayor, well, super knowledgeable. They're open Monday through Thursday, 10 to 6, Friday, 10 to 1, Sunday, 12 to 4, closed Saturdays. Check out townappliance.com. But seriously, take it from me. You need to see this showroom in person. Town Appliance, your headquarters for all your appliance needs.
Grandma's coming! Grandma!
I know. Ugh. What am I going to do with this house? I don't have the energy this year to listen to her critique my cleaning and how this place looks.
Call MadePro! Call MadePro! Call MadePro!
I know. I'll call MadePro. Their 49-point checklist will keep your grandmother quiet and get this place back in shape and up to her standards.
Can we have candy, please?
Oh, God.
Call MadePro, 410-529-5960 or MadePro.com, because grandma's standards aren't standard.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM 723. Again, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck?
I saw the wreck on the outer loop now right before Security Boulevard. I think the state police just gave them what they had to have to clear the wreck. It didn't appear to be serious, and now all the lanes are back open again. It left us with a delay, though, coming down the outer loop, and I'm sure, I'm just changing the camera now, that it is backed up. Yeah, it's solid all the way back to 795. Not going to start to get better till we get right around I-70 and then start down towards Route 40. So again, be prepared, but at least the lanes are open once again. Through there. The inner loop at Greenspring is running okay. The Parkville side just changing over there. Fine. Right here at Hartford Road. We have seen some heavy traffic south at both the Harvard tunnels, but with the lanes moving, BW Parkway is still a bit slow. The wreck was southbound at the bridge at Route 175. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This traffic report is brought to you by Jim Barbie. Since 2004, family-owned Jim Barbie Automotive in White Marsh has delivered top diagnostics and repairs using dealer-quality parts and ASE-certified technicians that guarantee results. Call 410-335-8848 or visit jimbarbieautomotive.com. Jim Barbie Automotive, where quality doesn't cost, it pays off.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, I should say, cloudy and mild start to the day today. So pretty mild, going to be in the low 80s by this afternoon with some sunshine. But then the heat starts returning tomorrow. Sunny temperatures rising all weekend, close to 90. And then into the weekend to next week, well into the 90s. So here come the dog days of August again. Right now, sunny 67 in Dundalk, 69 in Arnold.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM, The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Tulsi Gabbard yesterday. It was a long interview. It was a very good interview, actually, because she was serious, she was to the point, and she had details. She also had one or two pretty trenchant observations.
When you look at his actions then, and you look at his actions in 2016 as Obama's director of national intelligence, you see someone who has no problem whatsoever politicizing and manufacturing and weaponizing intelligence for a political outcome.
Talking about Clapper, of course, the man, according to Tulsi, in essence, has no morals, no moral core. He simply will do whatever it takes to achieve the end that they want. But he was not operating as a lone soldier in this war. He was given directions by his commander-in-chief, Barack Obama, as to what to do.
For months, they sought to find and dig up documents, emails, previous intelligence assessments, checking the sources that were listed in those assessments that really led to the first big release that we had that uncovered the truth about how President Obama ordered this January 2017 intelligence community assessment to be produced.
Yeah, what they wanted was to produce an assessment based on the following question. Show me how this happened. Prove to me in what you give to me that the Russians wanted Trump and they did everything they could to help him, rather than ask the question, see if anything at all happened, indicating the Russians did anything in the campaign. So if you begin with a question that basically presumes the answer within the question, if you're James Clapper, you're going to do whatever you're damn well told.
To really kick this all off was a result of months of work by a team that I have selected within my office. With intelligence professionals coming from the CIA, the FBI, the DIA, the NSA, from different elements within the intelligence community, really tasked with a very simple mission, finding the truth.
Yeah, it's Tulsi Gabbard talking about the people she put together to do the research to make sure you find the truth here. Find out what the truth is. Tell us the truth. And don't start with a presupposition you're going to find, prove to me how this could have happened.
Yeah, and remember, flashback now, it was Hillary Clinton who was on the hot seat dealing with classified information in her emails, which she kept, some of them records in a bathroom in her home, which were eventually hacked by the Russians, the Chinese, who else, and of course, then they got hacked by Wikipedia, there was a guy by the name of Seth Rich who worked at the Democratic National Committee who found this out, was trying to blow the whistle on everything, and he ends up murdered. Still no arrest in that murder in D.C., surprisingly.
What a shock.
Yeah, and of course, then it comes back by the intelligence community that Russia had no significant impact on the election at all. And, of course, Obama, Biden, in that famous meeting December 16th, before Trump took office, he had already won in November of that year. Before he was inaugurated,
it's 2016, December.
Right, exactly. It was Obama, it was Biden, it was Clapper, it was Brennan, it was Susan Rice, it was Comey, and a bunch of others. And that's when they said, "No, we're not accepting that Russia did not have an impact. That Russia, they go back and look at it again and find out if they wanted Trump.
Prove they did.
Right.
I mean, your task is not find the truth. Under Obama, under Biden, under the Democrats, under Hillary Clinton, it was prove to me how this could have happened.
And that's in writing, by the way.
So we're not speculating. This is there. So there's not a lot of question that this was a setup from the very beginning, and the truth is now out, which explains, by the way, the personal attacks on Tulsi Gabbard by Clapper, by Brennan, by Comey, by all the rest.
Yeah.
Because they know she put together a solid team that's simply doing the research, and their task is just find the truth.
And by the way, and a little bit later on the show, we'll play a clip from Devin Nunes regarding what they were after at Mar-a-Lago, and that's the reason why this trial, if it does come to trial, will be held in South Florida, and the judge that would be presiding over that trial was just confirmed yesterday, or recently rather, Judge Jason Redding Quinones, a Trump appointee from Miami-Dade, so very interesting. 7:30, time for the latest news headlines, and once again, here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. The man convicted of murdering Harford County mom of five, Rachel Morin, will be sentenced on Monday. Prosecutors are seeking the maximum penalty of life in prison without parole for Victor Martinez Hernandez. The Salvador National was found guilty earlier this year for first-degree murder, rape, and kidnapping of Morin, whose body was found off the Ma and Pa Trail in 2023. Sentencing is set for 9:30 Monday morning in Harford County Circuit Court. The Maryland Department of the Environment has announced funding for a major flood protection and habitat restoration project in South Baltimore. Up to $11 million will be used to restore aquatic habitat, reduce nutrient pollution, that is, and protect neighborhoods from flooding along the middle branch of the Patapsco. The amount of money the city will receive depends on the actual cost, scope, and availability of federal funding from the Comprehensive Flood Management Grant Program. Baltimore County Police have held the first of three community meetings on their proposed Drone as First Responder program. Residents in the Dundalk area were able to see live demonstrations, ask questions about the program. Police say the drones are not for general surveillance and will be used in response to 911 calls and other emergency situations like officers in danger. Police say the program will complement its aviation team while maintaining transparency and privacy safeguards. And the USDA is funding a program to help eliminate invasive catfish from the Chesapeake Bay. First District Congressman Andy Harris joined Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins on Wednesday to announce that $6 million is available for seafood processors to expand operations, transform the food supply chain, and create new and better markets to process the invasive wild-caught catfish. 7:32 on WCBM. Next, WCBM Traffic and Weather on the Threes.
Comcast Business High Five Hotline. What's the state of your excitement?
I signed my business up for the 5-year price lock guarantee, and I can't stop high-fiving people.
High five!
Okay, ooh, deep
high
breath.
Five, high five.
You're in a good place. You signed your business up for 5 years of gig speed internet and advanced security all on our ultra-reliable network.
Gig speeds and advanced security? I'm so stoked!
Yep, and you get it at a great rate that's locked in for 5 years.
Woo!
The high five is just your body's way of saying, I'm winning.
So this is natural.
High-fiving everyone you see in a state of business savings enthusiasm? Totally natural.
Sweet! Thank you! Thank you! High five, everybody!
everybody! High five!
The Comcast Business 5-Year Price Lock Guarantee is back, but only for a limited time, so sign your business up today.
High five!
Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 9/21/25 for new customers with qualifying bundle. Current customers may be eligible depending on services and area. Guaranteed rate applies to monthly service charge, excluding taxes and fees. Other restrictions apply.
Pick three, lottery number 028. Pick four, 6163. And now at 7:33, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
That construction area on the interstate, they work in morning drive. You tell me. Everybody else works overnight. These guys work in the morning, right in the middle of rush hour, northbound 95 at Route 24, exit 76. They block the right lane. There's at least a mile backup on the northbound side. In the meantime, the backup on the west side, the accident earlier at Security Boulevard on the outer loop is gone, still recovering, not going to get any better anytime soon. It's backed up to 795. Everybody else is running okay. JFX has been clear from Ruxton Road downtown. I would say right now we're in the area 10, maybe 12 minutes southbound. Not the horrific at this point, but heavy traffic south at both the Harbor Tunnels. And then the Sky Ramp and the interchange is clear at Camden Yards at 95 Russell Street and 395. Earlier wreck still trying to wrap up BW Parkway southbound at Route 175. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off cloudy and kind of mild for your Thursday morning, temperatures in the 60s. As we head toward the afternoon, we'll see clouds and then more sunshine later in the day. Temperatures into the 80s, more sunshine and warmer temperatures for the weekend. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 735 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. The Orioles with the day off today after salvaging Game 3 against the Phillies yesterday. 5-1 was the final, behind an Earl Weaver special from Kobe Mayo and six tough innings from Trevor Rogers, who pitched in and out of traffic to earn the win.
The mental skills training that I've been doing, you know, the past couple months has really prepared me in those situations and really just able to, you know, keep my composure and not let the moment get too big and really focus on executing the pitch. And
eight hits, two walks, 10 base runners against Rogers, but he does improve his record to 5-1. His ERA is 1.44, and I think unqualified, or qualified right now, I should say, Trevor Rogers is the ace of the staff. Elsewhere, a story that is unfolding behind the scenes in Major League Baseball is the end of the league's current labor contract with the MLB Players Association. It expires after the 26th season, and the negotiations for a new one are expected to be ugly. In fact, the entire industry already bracing for an extended work stoppage. You'll recall Philly superstar Bryce Harper told Commissioner Manfred to get the you-know-what out of the Philly clubhouse last week when Manfred addressed the team and started talking about player compensation moving forward. It's not for real tonight, but it is football at M&T Bank Stadium. Preseason opener for the Ravens and Colts, 7 p.m. kickoff. Not much veteran play tonight, but one thing to watch is the Ravens punt return game. Rookie six-rounder LaJonte West trying to make a name for himself and so far impressing GM Eric DaCosta.
I think he's a twitchy, explosive punt returner. I think, you know, last year it became evident that we could probably get better there at that position. I feel like last year's probably I didn't do a good enough job making sure that we had a good punt returner on the team. We had some guys.
An honest admission from Eric DaCosta. And a sidebar, tonight's legend of the game, by the way, is four-time Gold Glove winner Adam Jones, who will be inducted into the Orioles Hall of Fame on Saturday night. And apparently it wasn't only the Ravens and Colts skirmishing this past Tuesday at their controlled scrimmage. The Commanders and the Patriots got into it yesterday to the extent that New England head coach Mike Vrabel was seen on the sideline with a towel, blood dripping down his face. Vrabel jumping into a pile of players and coming out with a bloody cheek. The time now is 7:37. When we return, what took Major League Baseball so long?
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA.
and Pacific.
Can you imagine John Harbaugh jumping into a pile of players at a Ravens skirmish?
Well, Vrabel was a player, and he was not wrapped too tightly.
That's the truth.
He was a linebacker, so yeah. Come on.
Well, that's
true. That's the mindset.
You know, I could see Jim Harbaugh, actually.
Yeah. Jim Harbaugh, maybe. And when
joining
I was playing high school ball, my linebacker.
Who?
Abe Gibbons, who's out of the Bears, coach for the.
Or you mean Abe Gibbron?
Yeah, no, Gibbons. Are those Gibbons?
Yeah, Gibbron? No, it's Gibbron. Gibbron. Yeah, that's okay. I'm sorry, Sean.
He was not a Bears fan.
No, he was a Bears fan.
Yeah, I was.
Abe the monsters of Midway. No, I'm just saying. I had a high school linebacker coach who did the same thing.
Really?
In practice, he would get in without pads and mix it up with the guys.
Well, that says a lot to the players. I'll tell you that
it does. And you would just go through a wall for. His name was Ricky Cook. He was. Just incredible.
So MLB finally anointing a female umpire.
Yes.
I think you guys were talking about it. Jen Powell. She's been around for a long time, and she's going to call the Marlins Braves series this weekend. She actually, in AAA ball back in 2023, had a run-in with Orioles AAA manager Buck Britton.
So did she ask for an appeal, or did Banfield just point and assume that there was going to be
she
an
just
appeal?
Threw out Buck Britton as well. I didn't see it.
She just threw out Buck Britton as well, so she's well-versed in all the versatility that needs to happen.
I imagine she's going to be very well-tested in the very early stages.
I just don't understand. The NFL's had female officials. The NBA's had female officials for years. Why not Major League Baseball until now?
Okay. We will see if it works out. Hopefully it does. 7:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. Cincinnati mob violence victim who goes by the name of Holly. Had a press conference yesterday.
Yeah.
Blasted Democrat leaders for being soft on crime during this press conference with Ohio Senator Bernie Moreno. Earlier this week, Holly said she's suffering from very bad brain trauma after this horrific attack by mostly black mob at a jazz festival last weekend. A white man was brutally beaten and stomped on by a violent gang of black suspects when Holly ran to the victim's aid. She was not punching. She was not attacking anybody. She was just trying to help the white man who was down. She was also beaten and knocked out. Six people have been charged so far with a violent attack. And she basically lashed out yesterday at some of these policies in Cincinnati and elsewhere.
Our streets are being taken over and nobody is doing anything. I am so sad, and I need to be the voice to help all of the victims that never got their justice.
And she said that the man that attacked her had a criminal record.
The man who attacked me and might have permanently damaged me forever should never have been on the streets, ever.
The FBI and the Justice Department Civil Rights Division are investigating the incident for a denial of her civil rights, and so she was asked by the media, well, why are you doing this? Why are you holding this press conference?
Yeah, I never want this to happen to anyone else, especially a mother, a daughter, somebody who is loved. So I just know what it's done to my family, not just to me.
She wanted to say that she and her doctors were shocked that she did not die from this brutal, vicious beating. And she said that she hopes in the future there'll be some sort of bill where somebody has to be prosecuted or at least fined if they don't call 911 to save someone's life. That's an interesting. We've talked about that before. Can you legislate morality? Can you enforce people, instead of whipping out their phones, to record it and post it on X or whatever, to make them call 911 first?
I truly do not think you can legislate it. It's not a very workable solution. You can do it through moral suasion. You can do it through cultural pressure. Put down the damn phone if you're taking pictures and dial 911.
Yeah. Or maybe the phone company can cut off your service. If they deem that you did nothing, we don't want you as a customer anymore.
They would have that option. Yeah. Private business.
Now, do you remember in the early stages of this, it was being reported that the woman who was beaten was a Russian, and that she fled the country. That was being reported by the fake news media. That woman is Holly.
Mm-hmm.
Holly, born and bred in the United States.
Didn't
she is
Russian.
Not Russian. She did not flee the country. And Senator Bernie Moreno said that he thinks more serious charges should be brought.
A lot of times you guys are qualifying this as a brawl. This was attempted murder of an innocent woman.
Yeah.
It was. Yeah, to me, those kinds of things. As I said yesterday, the minute you see somebody stomping on somebody else's skull, then I'm sorry, that's no longer a brawl. That is that's attempted manslaughter or murder too, and should be charged as such.
Yeah, now you're in a defenseless position.
Correct.
You're down on the ground, and you're defenseless, and you've already kind of dazed and confused, and then you have somebody trying to stomp on their skull. That is an attempt to snuff somebody's life out.
Yeah, that, by the way, Big Balls managed to stay vertical, which probably saved his life.
Yes.
Until the police officer came along and saw what the hell was going on.
Yeah. 10 people. Cowards.
Yeah.
Cowards. They're all cowards. They attack in packs. Just savages. 743, and we do need a contestant for our Choose Your Fake News segment. Give us a call, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680.
First, though, the moment we all live for every single morning, the 743 Traffic Report with Chuck Whitaker.
Leave us not get carried away, as they say. We're brought to you as a service of Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. Both the tunnels now, 895 back to the Urban Avenue ramp. 95 is backing up between O'Donnell Street and the Eastern Avenue Bridge. So right now, we're going to go ahead and post 15, maybe 20 minutes southbound with the lanes clear. The last check right at the ramp area at 95 and Russell Street, 395 at Camden Yards, all is well. The pace is still good there. The Beltway never really recovered. We had that wreck about 45 minutes ago, outer loop near Security Boulevard. That's still backed up back to the ramp at 795. It goes all the way down to Frederick Road. And now the inner loop is filled in just a bit. Gets busy this time of the morning coming up from Frederick Road towards I-70. The inner loop at Green Spring, the outer loop at Hartford Road. All the lanes are open. Might still see a couple of vehicles on the shoulder on the BW Parkway southbound at 175. And construction delays, yep, they work in the middle of the rush hour. Can't tell me. I don't know what the hell the deal is. Northbound 95, Route 24. Why do you work during rush hour? Everybody else works overnight. They're in the right lane at exit 76 northbound. Thank you so much. Summer driving can be hard on your vehicle, so let Bernie's Automotive get your vehicle ready. Going to be hot again this weekend, boy. I'm telling you what, tires, belts, hoses, coolant, get it all done at Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Some people might not call it work. It is a labor of love.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
So you say.
Cloudy and mild. Start today. This afternoon, some sunshine and highs in the low 80s. Right now, sunny.
No offense.
69. None taken. 69 in Pasadena. 67 in Severn. And we do need a contestant. 410-922-6680 right now to choose your fake news. 1-800-WCBM-680. You get a chance to win a WCBM 100th anniversary t-shirt and a coffee mug. If you'd like to apply your wits with C-Wit. With Kristen, and of course with Mr. Elliott, Kristen currently.
She's the champ.
She is. She leads the pack. She does. And, of course, she proved that again yesterday.
She proves that around 5 days out of five.
That she does.
In any given a week.
All right, so we're going to move on. No contestant here this morning. So it's just the panel, mano a mano, as they say.
And woman-o.
And woman-o as well. Story number one, new COVID variant climbing the ranks in the U.S., becoming the third most common strain of the summer. Variant XFG, which was named by scientists of the World Health Organization, rather, as Trumpus. First detected in southeast Florida in January, accounted for less than 1% of cases in the U.S., but by late June is now up to 14%, according to the CDC. The scientist has not been named that named this new COVID variant Trumpus. Story two, a local doctor convicted of practicing medicine without a license. He was giving home genital exams. The Dr. Saunders allegedly performed the ultrasounds of the genitals in his bedroom apartment with no supervision.
Was that Colonel Saunders?
No. Well, he did have some nuggets there. In April, Saunders was acquitted of sexual imposition and voyeurism charges in connection to another case. Interesting enough. So story three, he is the new president of UC Davis, University of California, Davis. His name is Dr. Luke Wood. He is a black professor. He just gave an interview to talk show host Larry Elder, in which he said he wanted to eliminate whiteness. when he was pressed on, what does that mean, you want to eliminate whiteness? Does that mean you want to eliminate white people? He said no. And he could also not define what whiteness was when he was questioned, but he just says he knows he wants to eliminate it. Okay. Story one, new COVID variant named Trumpus by the WHO scientist. Story two, a doctor convicted of practicing medicine without a license for giving home genital examinations. Or story three, Dr. Luke Wood says he wants to eliminate whiteness but can't really define what it is. All right, we'll start with Mr. Bruce.
Oh, wow. I suspect two is true. And then that's all I got. So it's a shot in the dark. I'm going to guess that story number one is fake news.
One for one. Kristen?
I actually have a question. You said number two. Where did that take place? You said it was local, but you didn't really give a jurisdiction.
I don't have a jurisdiction because it got blacked out on my script. So that's the headline.
It's redacted.
But it's not. I don't think it's here.
Oh, yeah. Well, then it wouldn't be local. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm between one and two, but I guess to be different, I'll say number two.
And one for two. And Chuck?
Wouldn't you think it'd be a little suspicious when you have to go to somebody's apartment to have your stuff looked at?
Well, you used to do that on a regular basis. Yeah.
And that was a different kind of thing.
Well, I was in a, if I recall, that was like seven or eight different affidavits.
You paid the guy at the bottom of the steps, and then you went up two levels.
Yeah. Yes, sir. He just outed himself. All right.
I said to the guy, how much is it? He said, it's $50. I said, you're putting me on. He said, that's an extra 10.
There you go.
I know. So there you go.
216. Another one for
114.
Right. Nobody wants story number three. Dr. Luke Wood wants to eliminate whiteness. Yeah, that's a true story. And he's now heading up UC Davis in California. Story one, the WHO scientist naming the new COVID variant Trumpus. That is our fake news story of the day.
Hey. Okay.
So there you go.
All right.
Got Bruce and Chuck that identified that one.
We're picking up ground on you now,
right,
Kristen.
That's
watch
right.
out.
Okay. Nipping at your heels.
You got a long way to go.
Right. Yes. Yeah, you ain't lying.
Yeah, exactly. So. All right, Chuck, see you in a couple. Appreciate that. Coming up on 7:50, let's take Ed in Mount Airy. Ed, good morning.
Good morning, Ed.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Fine, sir.
Years ago, when I was a cop, there used to be in Maryland something called misprison of a felony, failure to report or concealment of a felony. Under federal law, 18 U.S.C. 4, it still exists. So in so much as they're looking at a federal charge on these people in Cincinnati, it may be that they could go after the people who filmed and didn't call in.
And what's it called again? What's the charge?
Misprison of a felony.
Misprison.
18 U.S.C. 4.
Of a felony. I'm going to look it up. I'll look it up and see if it, now it's U.S. code, right?
It's the U.S. code. Maryland used to have it, and they did away with it in around 1978 or 9.
Yeah, I'm wondering how you can do away with a federal charge.
Well, no. Maryland had a specific state charge.
Okay, so it was a state charge. Okay. Very good. Ed, thanks for bringing it to our attention. We'll look it up and see if it still applies in Ohio. 7:51, you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a five-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866 597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k X-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. Or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
At the top of the hour, we'll keep you on top of the news on Talk Radio, WCBM AM 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
7:53 on Thursday morning on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
Baltimore County indicating now they have a new wreck at Perrin Parkway at McLean Boulevard, very close to the city-county line, so keep an eye out for that. The construction right here in the morning, they do the work every day around this time, northbound 95 at Route 20. They blocked the right lane, exit 76 northbound. Typical ride on the Beltway. Both the tunnels anywhere from 10 to 15 minutes right now, southbound. And then the wreck earlier this morning that was on the BW Parkway, southbound at 175, is now on the shoulder. There was another wreck also on the northbound side on the shoulder at Powder Mill Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCVF.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, cloudy, mild start to the day, and later on sunshine and highs in the low 80s. And then it starts to heat up Friday through next week. Right now, sunny, 67 in Middle River, 68 downtown Baltimore.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Well, you heard from Tulsi Gabbard, top of the hour. I might as well take another member of the Trump cabinet, who is also a brunette, Kristi Noem, just killing it in her job currently. And she says the reality is right now for ICE agents, they are being targeted for violence.
We've seen our ICE officers be terrorized by activists, by violent people who want to do them harm. And they have continued to go out bravely and do their jobs and make sure that they're upholding the rule of law.
Yeah, and she says, though, that has not dissuaded people who are interested in becoming members of ICE and going out and doing the hard work that keeps us all safe. Check these numbers out. 10,000 job openings. How many applicants?
We've removed any of the age barriers. We no longer have a cap on how old you can be, you can continue at age 18, sign up for ICE and join us and be a part of it. We'll get you trained and ready to be equipped to go out on the streets and help protect families.
Yeah, we'll get you trained. All 80,000 of you applicants. In other words, right now it's 1 in 8, and she wants more applicants for those same jobs.
Our recruitment efforts to hire 10,000 new ICE officers has been extremely successful. As of today, we have over 80,000 applicants for those 10,000 positions already. People and patriots across this country that say, we want to join, we want to help and be a part of this effort. It's overwhelming to see the amount of response and support that our ICE officers have gotten and people who want to join their ranks.
This is interesting, Sean, because during a time period where attacks on members of ICE are up, I believe the last number I heard was 800%.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
You know, it's an astounding number of attacks from the loony left.
Well, a $50,000 signing bonus will go a long way.
It certainly will.
To assuage some of those concerns.
But you have these people who are saying, I don't care what the risks are in this situation. I would just as soon help my nation in whatever fashion I can. Yeah, I'll take the money. But in other words, you're putting yourself in a situation where you say, I realize that I will be potentially unarmed. You know, I may have a mob coming after me. I'm still ready to do the job. That's very interesting to me to see that play out. And it is complicated by members of Congress who seem to have split loyalties. And we touched on this story yesterday. Here it is through a translator. This is Congressperson Delia Ramirez. She's speaking Spanish.
I'm a Guatemalan with much pride before I'm an American.
I'm a Guatemalan with much pride before I'm an American. She took an oath Well, she joined Congress.
She took an oath when she became a citizen yeah. first, and then took another oath when she became a representative from Illinois.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing. And she's willing to stand up in front of a crowd and say this. And look, maybe you have this silent pride in your heart. I mean, I'm very strongly Scott heritage. I don't never think of myself as a Scot before I think of myself as an American. I think of myself as an American with Scott heritage. And for her, unless it was a really bad translation, she thinks of herself as a Guatemalan first, and then only after that as an American.
I think what she said was disgusting, right? I mean, she's a sitting U.S. Congresswoman, citizen of this country. She's serving at the privilege of her state. Her voters put her in there. So I think her commitment should be to her state and the people that put her in that position. That should be her constituency.
Yeah, that's Tom Holman saying her constituency is the people who put her in office, not anybody who views himself as a Guatemalan, whether they live here or live somewhere else. And Nicole Meliotakis, I got the same thing. An awful lot of Republican Congress people have said the same thing, is that, for the first of all, get off of Homeland Security. If this is the way you feel, you don't belong on that committee. And second, her constituents should take a hard look at whether or not they want her to continue representing them come the off-year elections.
Now, she was talking to a National Socialist Conference in Mexico. Yep.
Yeah, so there you go, folks. I view myself as a Guatemalan first. Swell. Enjoy yourself. Hey, Rescue Natural Supplements, they have a biggest sale and the biggest thank you going on of the year. Their customer appreciation sale is on. It's about delivering the best deals and quality products for you. Right now, stock up and save a whopping 50% when you mix and match any five or more Rescue single bottles. Plus, your order will ship for free. Just use the code VIP50 at checkout. That's VIP50. Whether it's omega-3s, cholesterol support, or joint health, your choice to feel your best for less. To place an order, visit res-q.com or call 800-26-ALIVE. Again, 800-262-5483. Speak with a knowledgeable Rescue product consultant. Digestion, sleep, energy, it's all covered. Again, res-q.com. Use the code VIP50, VIP50.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBN, Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Word of a planned meeting is raising hopes for an end, at long last, to the Russia-Ukraine war.
The Kremlin has said on Thursday that a meeting in the coming days between Russian President Vladimir Putin and U.S. President Donald Trump has been agreed on. Putin's foreign affairs advisor, Yuri Ushakov, said the two sides are working on setting up a meeting and that a venue for the meeting has been agreed on and will be announced later. A meeting between Putin and Trump would be their first since Trump returned to office this year. The news comes as a recent Gallup poll found that Ukrainians are increasingly eager for a settlement that ends the fight against Russia's invasion. I'm Karen Shamas.
It's a new day for more than 60 nations in the European Union hit by higher U.S. tariffs starting today. Tariffs ranging anywhere from 10 to more than 40%. The U.S. collected more than $29 billion in tariff revenues in July, the highest monthly total so far this year.
That figure pushes the total tariff revenue for the year to more than $152 billion, according to the latest customs and certain excise taxes data released by the Treasury Department. Tariff revenues rose steadily from $17.4 billion in April to $23.9 billion in May, before climbing to $28 billion in June. Last week, the White House said the new tariff rates, originally slated to take effect August 1st, will come into force on August 7th in order to give the U.S. Customs and Border Protection officials additional time to prepare to collect the duties. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
United Airlines passengers could face some delays today following yesterday's tech issue. It wreaked havoc with more than 1,000 United flights. There's been no word on a motive for yesterday's shooting. Wounded five soldiers at Georgia's Fort Stewart. Those soldiers are expected to recover. The suspect, an active duty soldier, is being held. Wall Street, Dow futures up 235, NASDAQ futures 173 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you're living with pain, see how Relief Factor can help.
My back got injured very bad. I was off work for about a year. I heard about Relief Factor from my wife. I took it every day, three times a day, for 3 weeks. I looked at her and I said, the pain is gone. And she said, I'm glad it helped. I said, no, you don't understand. It's gone.
Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor. Go to ReliefFactor.com and get your 3-week quick start today. Only $19.95.
This is an urgent message for investors over the age of 50. Silver is on the verge of making history. This is an opportunity you can't miss. We're Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America. And we've helped thousands of investors move their IRA, 401k, or retirement account into physical gold and silver. Call 800-900-8000 now or visit us at AdvantageGold.com and get our free 2025 Silver Investor Report. You'll learn how to get up to $10,000 in free silver with a qualifying purchase. Past performance may vary. Consult your financial or tax advisor. Call us at 800-900-8000.
Good morning. It's 8:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot and with Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
And the morning back up towards Annapolis. Finally got a chance to come down here and take a look at. It's right there in the usual spot. I-97 southbound as you merge at Route 32. So anybody south from Benfield Boulevard, eventually down to the bridge at 178. That clears out and then we're good to go. Both sides of 50 are running fine from the Bay Bridge over to the ramps at I-97. Typical ride now pretty much on the Beltway, the new wreck from Baltimore County, Herring Parkway at McLean Boulevard, right at the city-county line. Still some backing and slowing, but nothing out of the ordinary in both the harbor tunnels. Construction delays 95 north at Route 24. They blocked the right lane in Harford County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off cloudy and kind of mild for your Thursday morning. Temperatures in the 60s. As we head toward the afternoon, we'll see clouds and then more sunshine later in the day. Temperatures into the 80s. More sunshine and warmer temperatures for the weekend. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Boy, it's pleasant outside right now. Temperatures right now, 69 degrees in Edgewater and Ellicott City right now. You're looking at about 69 as well on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It's 8:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Maryland Senator Angela Alsobrooks reacting to federal cuts for vaccine development. U.S. Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. announced Tuesday that he's halting funding for projects targeting viruses like COVID-19 and the flu. Also, Brooks says RFK continues to prove he is a threat to the health and well-being of every American citizen. The senator again called for RFK to resign or be fired immediately. Brooklyn Park man has pled guilty to federal child sexual exploitation charges. 33-year-old Charles Forame, that's F-O-R-A-M-E, he the fourth, posed as a 19-year-old and used his Snapchat account to meet girls between the ages of 13 and 16, often promising them vapes or marijuana in exchange for explicit images or sex acts. If the victims tried to end the arrangement, he threatened to expose their images. Forame faces 15 to 30 years in federal prison when he is sentenced in November. The man convicted of murdering a Harford County mom of five, Rachel Morin, will be sentenced on Monday. Prosecutors are seeking the maximum penalty of life in prison without parole for Victor Martinez Hernandez. The Salvadoran national was found guilty earlier this year for the first-degree murder, rape, and kidnapping of Morin, whose body was found off the Monpa Trail in 2023. Sentencing is set for 9:30 Monday morning in Harford County Circuit Court. Pick 3 lottery number 028. Pick 4, 6163. Next, it's time on sports.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know that I support our president, Donald Trump, 100% to lead and to guide our great nation towards prosperity. Now, we all want prosperity, especially during our retirement years. Now, would you like a retirement income that's free from all the worries, the ups and downs of Wall Street? If so, you might want to meet our friend Rod Barrowy. He's with Safe Retirement Solutions. Now, Rod believes in safety and certainty in retirement income planning. His goal is not to make you rich, but to help to make sure that you don't wind up poor in your retirement. I'd think you want to maximize your Social Security, right? Your IRAs, your Medicare supplements, your 401ks. Why don't you meet with Rod and his team in Annapolis or Towson? Just call 410 410- 866-1120 or on the web at SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Now, retirement planning is a huge, big, important deal. You don't need to go it alone. Just call 410-266-1120.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 805 Sports is brought to you by Greben, correction, by the Comfort Guys, Farnan and Dermer, keeping you cool all summer long. Football tonight downtown as the present meets the past, albeit in the preseason. It's the Colts and the Ravens with a 7 p.m. kickoff. One player to watch tonight is second-year receiver Devontae Walker, voted by the media yesterday as the biggest riser in Ravens camp. Wide receiver coach Greg Lewis on the rangy Walker, trying to squeeze into that crowded receiver room.
He's a fast guy. He can make plays down the field. He can make plays across the field. Tez is working his tail off as far as receiver and trying to hone his craft there. But he's doing a tremendous job of just being in the playbook, understanding what he's supposed to do, and then going out and trying to make plays each and every opportunity.
The Birds are off today following their 5-1 win over Philly yesterday, with Kobe Mayo supplying the power, a 3-run blast in the fourth inning that got the Birds blasted off. And Baltimore will start a 3-game series with the Athletics beginning tomorrow night at Camden Yards. Meanwhile, history made yesterday in Colorado.
First pitch to Bichette, and he comes after the first pitch and sends one on a ride out toward right center field. It's up, up, and gone over the wall for a 3-run shot for Bo Bichette.
That call on 590 The Fan in Toronto. Bo Bichette, one of 5 home runs hit by the rampaging Blue Jays, a 20-1 rout of the Rockies yesterday. Toronto setting an MLB record with 63 hits in the 3-game series, a franchise record 45 runs. They beat the Rockies 15-1, 10-4, and 20-1 in a 3-game sweep. Coming up in 30 minutes, Tom Davis remembering perhaps the greatest call in Oriole history. And that is Stein on Sports.
When it's hot in Maryland, I've got one name I trust, Farnan and Dermer, the Comfort Guys. These folks have been keeping homes cool since 1902. That's 5 generations of family-run service that you can count on. Need same-day AC repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered with 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. And hey, tell them Gary told you to call. It might just help. Just $99 for an AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com.
Cockeysville to Sykesville, from Churchville to Crownsville. This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
So this is the 200th day of the new golden age of America, ushered in by President Trump and the Trump administration. We thought we'd get David Bossie on. He's president of Citizens United, a RNC committeeman here in Maryland and former senior advisor to President Trump. David, good morning. Welcome back.
David, are you there?
I am here. Good morning.
Oh, morning, David.
Good morning. So, this is the 200th day. It's been a crazy 6 months. The speed of which this president has, conducted business is just it's mind-boggling. And even CNN is calling it he's the most influential president since FDR. What are your thoughts?
You set it up perfectly. Look, this president told everyone what he was going to do during the campaign in 2024. He told everybody what he would do in 2016 and 2020, and now in 2024, he said that Joe Biden had destroyed this country, that he was the worst president in history, and that he needed to revive and save America. And he has spent the last 200 days doing exactly that, from trying to rebuild the economy, from trying to stop all of these wars going on across the world, and securing our southern border, as well as many, many other things that we can get into. But this guy is at a speed no one is used to. And I got to be honest with you, as a person who stood next to the president on many, 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 many occasions, he would wear us out. He would kill. I mean, I remember having to call some of my colleagues and say, hey, could we swap out today, being on the road every single – those were the days when we were on the road every day. Yeah, he is a grinder. The president knows no physical limitations in the sense of his intensity and his work ethic. He's up. He calls you at midnight. and gives you a task, and then he calls you at 6 a.m. and asks you if you had it done. This guy is incredible, and that's what the American people deserve, and that's what they're getting.
David, when he was saying the kinds of things you know that he was saying coming into the second term, a lot of people took it simply rhetoric and dismissed it as such. They figured, oh, this is something you say. He quite clearly meant every word, because it's promises made, promises kept. Over and over again, we hear that phrase.
We live by that phrase inside the campaigns. He prides himself on words. Words matter. Yes, people, there are some people in America and around the world that don't like how he speaks. He's so, you know, not diplomatic enough, or not presidential enough. Whatever they, what does that even mean anymore? This president says it like it is. He speaks truth to power, and that's what matters, and that's what the American people brought him back for, and that's what he's delivering for them. And all you have to do is look at the border as a very specific issue, and he has taken it from a where Joe Biden was letting in 300, that we all remember the footage, the videotape, 300,000 people swarming our borders every month, and now you're down to no one. And that's about leadership. That's not about policy changes. That's about enforcing the current laws. That's what the American people are tired of. They're like, we already have laws on the books for all this stuff. Why don't you just enforce them? And that's what President Trump has done.
Wow.
He's allowed the men and women of the Border Patrol and ICE to do their jobs.
What a concept. David Bossie is with us. David, hang on. Check on weather and traffic real quickly. Be back to you. 8:13 right now. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
Not too bad at the tunnels right now. Southbound, I would say we're in the neighborhood of about a 10-minute delay at the most on 895 and 95 south into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. The Sky Ramp right here at Camden Yards coming into the city towards the Convention Center. Backed up a little bit, but not bad. The long exit ramp from 95 south onto Russell Street and eventually down to the BW Parkway. It's moving, but it's slow, but it will be onto the BW Parkway with all the lanes open. If you're out towards Elk Ridge, there is a new minor wreck there on Washington Boulevard, right close to the bridge at I-195. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast is going to be a cloudy, mild start to the day. Sunshine late this afternoon, highs in the low 80s. Right now, sunny 72 in Annapolis. It's 68 in Ellicott City. On our newsmaker hotline, former senior advisor to President Trump, David Bossie. Recently, Tulsi Gabbard, the director of national intelligence, said she has uncovered and declassified what she's calling irrefutable evidence that former President Obama directed. Call it what you want. Some are calling it sedition. Some are calling it treason. Some are calling it an attempted coup and to take President Trump out of office. And the new Rasmussen poll out, David, 69% agree that Russiagate, Obamagate, whatever you want to call it, requires accountability. First, your thoughts on what Tulsi has uncovered. And secondly, do you think anyone will ever be held accountable?
Well, I can assure you that people are going to be held accountable. This is a very serious matter being dealt with by very serious people. Just let's take Kash Patel as an example. Kash Patel was the chief investigator of Russiagate when he served in the House of Representatives as the chief investigator, the top staffer for Devin Nunes, who was chairman of the Intelligence Committee at the time. And DOJ, the DOJ under Obama, opened an investigation into Kash Patel's activities of investigating what was the undercurrent, the underpinnings of Russiagate. And so he grand jury testimony by Kash Patel, subpoenas to Kash Patel, intimidation of Kash Patel. And now he is the FBI director. And what he has said in the last couple of days with these burn bags in the burn room, he is uncovering material that no one, including myself, thought still existed. Partly because of the incompetency within the top levels of the FBI. They planned on getting rid of this material but never did. Okay? So that's partly incompetent. But the political Now we know, and we've known that the campaign, the Trump team, I was there in 2016. I was one of those guys that was being investigated. This is, we've known this for a long time. And what they did, the Clinton campaign paid for it, the DNC paid for it, and the Democrat Party was totally behind and instigated the Russia scandal. And they pushed it through the politically through the intelligence system, who Comey, Clapper, Brennan, and Obama said, this is a great idea. Let's take this Steele dossier and let's shove it down Trump's throat. And it is garbage. It was garbage then and it's garbage today. And people are going to be held accountable for their actions. I was in Trump Tower the day I actually saw James Comey the day he dropped the dossier on Donald Trump. Okay, that was a devastating day, okay, in the historical perspective. This impacted his first 4 years. It destroyed part of his time and his ability to help the American people. And that's the danger of these types of political activities taking root in our intelligence agencies.
David, I have to ask you, some people might think this is a hypothetical question, but I actually want to give you the opportunity to try to answer it. These burn bags, tucked away in a room, how stupid can one be to not actually burn the contents of the burn bag?
I mean, the sheer level of incompetency. When you're planning to destroy evidence, and then, we put it in the room, and then we forget to destroy it.
How stupid can you be?
It's remarkably stupid. It's things that you... that a Hollywood writer couldn't even create.
It wouldn't be believable.
It wouldn't be believable. You'd say, oh, no, not in a Jason Bourne movie, not in a Tom Clancy novel. This is not going to happen. Well, guess what? This is what our government is about, and that's why Donald Trump is about cutting these bureaucrats. He's about cutting the inefficiencies in government across the board, because you see, first of all, the political aspect of what's going on inside of James Comey's FBI is just disgusting, and everybody in America should be paying attention to it. I don't give a crap how much of a leftist you are, whether you're a socialist in New York or quite frankly, one of these leftists that runs around Maryland. This should disgust you as an American, what happened to Donald Trump. But the problem is, they hate Trump more than they love America, so they can't tell anybody that.
Yep, got about a minute left, and I just wanted to ask you, Devin Nunes and others have said that they believe that the FBI was after the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence report that they thought was being held at Mar-a-Lago, which thus prompted the raid. We're hearing that a grand jury may be impaneled in Florida rather than D.C. Are you hearing anything about that?
I have heard the exact same thing, and I hope it's true. This Bondi, Patel, Ratcliffe must, Tulsi, they must get to the bottom of this. And that the only way to do it is with a prosecutor and a grand jury, and let the chips fall where they may. Mm-hmm. I'll be honest with you. Unlike the Democrats who are going to shove it down your throat, if there's nothing to it, there's nothing to it. But I got to tell you, where there's smoke, there's fire here, and people must be held accountable.
Very good. David Bossy, former senior advisor to President Trump, also Citizens United, and of course, he is a committeeman for the Republican National Committee. David, thanks so much for joining us this morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
As always, David, thanks, bud. Appreciate it. 820 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. If you're thinking about selling your home in this shifting market, my number one recommendation is Vinny Steele. Two words, one guy, because he knows what the heck he's doing. He makes buying or selling simple. It gets you to offer multiple cash offers for your home to get you the most money for your home in your time frame. He wants your home to sell at your price in your time frame, and he has a pretty impressive record making that happen. He sells homes almost three times faster than the average agent, and for about 3% more money as well, using the latest marketing techniques. And he's always on the cutting edge of new tech and of new ways of marketing your home. Don't just take my word for it. Check out Vinny's amazing five-star reviews online. Wonderful job selling my home, even with buyer issues. That's from George. As somebody who has sold his home and gone through buyer issues, having a real estate agent, having somebody like Vinny Steele there to help you during that process can make your life so, so much easier. All you have to do when you're ready to sell your home is please contact Vinny Steele. If you want to sell for the most money, do your homework. Call the Pro I Trust. Vinny Steele, 410-709-7515. Vinny Steele, 410-709-7515 or vinnysteele.com.
The Rob Carson Show.
Hey guys, it's Carson. Thursday on the show, illegal alien gangs are terrorizing and robbing people in New York City on scooters just like they do in the third world.
You're the police, where are your badges?
Badges?
We ain't got no badges. We don't need no badges. I don't have to show you any stinking badges.
Plus, the woke, elite, leftist king of all media is toast.
Have a nice trip. Bon voyage.
The Rob Carson Show, weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, still to come, you'll hear from Devin Nunes exactly what I was talking about, the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence report that he thinks the deep state was after when they raided Mar-a-Lago, which may end up burning them in the end, because if they get a grand jury and panel in Florida, it's going to be way different than in D.C.
That whole thing stunk so badly.
Yep.
He
was cooperating.
Folders. Yeah.
And
yep.
The way that the folders were
very carefully arranged on the floor, as if casually thrown there, all of them with the print on the right side. Come on. A23. I mean, I was born at night, but not last night. It's A23, traffic and weather on the threes. Again, Chuck Whitaker.
We don't know that for sure.
No, you can't actually say that for sure. Because I was here at work yesterday, so it couldn't have been last night.
No, that's true. Plus, your voice is much deeper than an infant.
Yeah, if he's partially, yes.
Mentally about the same.
Yes, yeah, I know.
Exactly. Mindset exactly the same.
Northbound 95, construction, they work. I tell you this every day. They work during the rush hour. You figure it out. Northbound, right lane blocked, Route 24, Harford County, 76-mile marker, at least a mile back up on the northbound side. The new wreck going into the area around Elk Ridge, Washington Boulevard, near the bridge at I-195. Baltimore County had the wreck about a half an hour ago, Perry Parkway at McLean Boulevard. Really nothing major, a little busy yet, southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. JFX, you're good, from Ruxton Road all the way into the Rams downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, cloudy and mild start to the day this afternoon. Some sunshine poking through, highs in the low 80s. Tomorrow is sunny. Temperatures are starting to rise near 90. And the rest of the weekend and next week, we'll be back into the dog days of August. And right now, we're looking at 69 in sunny Middle River. And it is 71 under sunny skies in Pasadena. All right, so Devin Nunes, who along with Kash Patel, were the ones that pretty much blew the lid open on Russiagate. And Devin Nunes, of course, no longer in Congress. He works for Truth Social, President Trump's a social media company. And he recently gave an interview, and they were asked, you know, what were they after at Mar-a-Lago? Because clearly the president had been cooperating with the National Archives. The National Archive claimed that they were missing a document. And one of the documents was the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
Nunes was part of that. He had not seen the report that was out. It was classified. It had not been declassified as of yet. He had not seen the report, and yet somehow nobody could find it. National Archive was looking for it. And so he's speculating here that they thought Trump took it with him when he left office, and that it was at Mar-a-Lago. And here is former Congressman Devin Nunes.
This report never gets out. I'm still in Congress, and we're saying, where the hell is this report? It should have been declassified. It was declassified. And, of course, there's a mountain of evidence in there that just now got out in the last couple of weeks because it was finally declassified by President Trump and Tulsi Gabbard. Now, going through all of this, because you asked, you know, you talked about conspiracy. So that document, I believe, is the one or one of the ones that caused the raid at Mar-a-Lago in 2022. They were looking for that document because that document is deadly. to John Brennan, Clapper, all of them, because that was obstruction of our committee, of Durham, of everybody involved that looked at this over the last 8 years. So what happened in Florida, the raiding of Mar-a-Lago, that was started by the archives, making a criminal referral that documents hadn't been returned. And I believe, putting all that together, is because we thought that information had been put to the archives. We call the archives and say, where the hell is it? They desperately didn't want that information to come out. They do a criminal referral, and then they raid Mar-a-Lago, Jack Smith and company.
Yeah. So that's, and again, we speculated back then they were after
something
yeah. that was going to be damning to this plot, this cabal, to overthrow a duly elected president of the United States. And now we're getting some confirmation there from Devin Nunes, from DNI Gabbard, and the like. But here's the rub. I know that the report has been that Pam Bondi impaneled a federal prosecutor, or named a federal prosecutor to impanel a grand jury. We think it may be in Florida. We're not 100% sure, but time is of the essence here, because already many of these so-called witnesses or players, they're either lawyering up, or some may actually be escaping. In the case of Robert Mueller, the former FBI director, it is being reported he is now living in a memory care facility.
Mm-hmm.
Conveniently, that is being reported as of right now. Imagine that. But they are saying that he's had trouble. I remember his testimony for Congress. It was pretty fractured. But you don't know whether they're playing the game,
sure,
you know, or whether they're actually having issues like Joe Biden was. But time is of the essence. They're going to have. But this is a complicated matter. But I find it interesting that Rasmussen report, 54% in that report said they feel it was likely that Obama directed this. So more than half of the country think that he directed this coup. 69% want accountability.
Well, after all, Tulsi Gabbard, you heard the audio earlier this morning, said that Obama basically tasked Clapper et al. To find out how. In other words, determine how we can present the fact that says that the Russians wanted Donald Trump. Not find out the truth, but basically establish this storyline for us. Well, basically, he's behind the whole damn thing then.
Yeah. And by the way, you talk about coincidences. You know who is the guy that gave Jeffrey Epstein his mansion in the Upper East Side of Manhattan? His name was Les Wexler. Les Wexler was the head CEO of Limited et al. That is Limited Clothing Stores, Victoria's Secret, multi-billionaire. Why he would gift a mansion of that import, the largest mansion. The Upper East Side. And guess who just bought for $37 million Martha's Vineyard home of the Obamas?
I don't know.
Les Wexler.
Yeah. I loved his work, by the way, in WKRP in Cincinnati.
Different Les.
A different Les?
That's Les Nessman. Not even close.
Just about the same.
All right. Up next, Fox 45's Mackenzie Frost is back after her recent wedding, and she's going to be talking about the Baltimore County Inspector General scandal and controversy on In Depth tonight on Fox 45. We'll chat with Mackenzie coming up right after the 8:30 news headlines with Bruce Elliott.
Thank you, Sean. The man convicted of murdering Hartford County mom of five, Rachel Boren, will be sentenced this coming Monday. Prosecutors are seeking the maximum penalty of life in prison without parole for Victor Martinez Hernandez. The Salvadoran national was found guilty earlier this year for first-degree murder, rape, and kidnapping of Boren, whose body was found off the Maumpa Trail in 2023. Sentencing is set for 9:30 Monday morning in Harford County Circuit Court. The Maryland Department of the Environment has announced funding for a major flood protection and a habitat restoration project in South Baltimore. Up to $11 million will be used to restore aquatic habitat, reduce nutrient pollution, and protect neighborhoods from flooding along the middle river, the middle branch, rather, of the Patapsco River, the one by MedStar Harbor Hospital. The amount of money the city will receive depends on the actual cost, scope, and availability of federal funding from the Comprehensive Flood Management Grant Program. Baltimore County Police have held the first of three community meetings on their proposed drone as first responder program. Residents in the Dundalk area were able to see live demonstrations. They were able to ask questions about the program. Police say the drones are not for general surveillance, will be used instead of response by a 911 detail from the police department and other emergency situations like officers in danger. The USDA is funding a program to help eliminate invasive catfish from the Chesapeake Bay. First District Congressman Andy Harris joined Ag Secretary Brooke Robbins on Wednesday to announce that $6 million is available for seafood processors to expand operations, transform the food supply chain, and create new and better markets to process the invasive wild-caught catfish. The USDA and Maryland Department of Ag are also launching a pilot program to buy up to $2 million worth of blue catfish to be distributed through food banks across the country. It's 8:32. Next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Comcast Business High Five Hotline. What's the state of your excitement?
I signed my business up for the 5-year price lock guarantee, and I can't stop high-fiving people. High five!
Okay, deep breath. High five. You're in a good place. You signed your business up for 5 years of gig speed internet and advanced security, all on our ultra-reliable network.
Gig speeds and advanced security? I'm so stoked!
Yep, and you get it at a great rate that's locked in for 5 years.
Woo!
The high five is just your body's way of saying, I'm winning.
So this is natural.
High-fiving everyone you see in a state of business savings enthusiasm? Totally natural.
Sweet! Thank you! Thank you! High five, everybody! High five!
The Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee is back, but only for a limited time, so sign your business up today.
High five!
Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 9/21/25 for new customers with qualifying bundle. Current customers may be eligible depending on services and area. Guaranteed rate applies to monthly service charge, excluding taxes and fees. Other restrictions apply.
Pick three lottery number 028, your pick 46163. And now it's 8:33 and time for Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
Looks like there might be a problem in the old Harbor Tunnel. Just was looking at the traffic. It had started to clear out. Now it's backed up again back towards Eastern Avenue, and the traffic going into the tunnel right now is just stopped. So not sure what the problem is. Don't know if it's an accident or a broken down vehicle. Looking at the camera on the south end of that, coming down to the area Child Street and into the toll plaza, not a lot of cars coming out, really actually none right now. Here comes a couple out right now. So there is a problem in the tunnel, 895 southbound. If you haven't committed yet to that tunnel, you can move over and use 95. But right now we're stretching back again to where we're going to have about a 15 to 20 minute delay. It looks like, according to the overhead, let me just widen this out. Just 1 second. Stay with me just 1 second. Let me just see. Yeah, the right lane. They have the red X in the right lane southbound on 895. So that's where the problem is. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off cloudy and kind of mild for your Thursday morning. Temperatures in the 60s. As we head toward the afternoon, we'll see clouds and then more sunshine later in the day. Temperatures into the 80s. More sunshine and warmer temperatures for the weekend. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Interesting post-game comment from manager Mancelino in the wake of the Orioles' 5-1 win over the Phillies yesterday. This one on Coby Mayo, who hit the big three-run blast that propelled the Orioles to the win.
He's going to have some good moments. He's going to have some bad moments. As long as he continues to build and work with our coaches and work on the swing and be open-minded and get better as opposed to trying to be comfortable, then he will become what he can become earlier than.
Pretty honest comment there. Meanwhile, last night in San Diego, a former Oriole contributing in a big way.
O'Hearn out to right field. Corbin Carroll going back. He's at the wall. This one gonna go. Brian O'Hearn's first home run as a Padre ties it in the ninth.
Call on Padres Radio. Good for you, Ryan O'Hearn. Padres would nip the D-backs. 3-2 would be the final. How do you feel about the Savannah Bananas? This was in a poll taken by the sports publication The Athletic. Listen to this. The Bananas are fantastic, 73% of the pollies said. It's juvenile nonsense, 22% is what they said. What is a Savannah Banana was the response of 5%. Ravens and Colts tonight at 7. No Lamar, no Derrick Henry, but the King relaying the message that Lamar came to camp with the days the veteran arrived back in July.
Let's do what we need to do
each and every day to get where we want to go. Yeah. And he's been emphasizing that a lot from the first day that we got here. He talked to the team. It's like, it's time. It's time to do what we need to do. You know, he's just tired of coming up short.
And then there's this from all-pro cornerback Jalen Ramsey, now with the Steelers, on the NFL on Prime podcast. Ramsey was asked,
best quarterback you've played against that you're like, damn, this guy's good. The best one you've played against.
That's easy. As far as talent or just overall? Overall, it's Tom. Easy.
Yeah, but talent in the game where you're like, this guy's on.
Mahomes.
Talent?
Yeah.
Mahomes.
Mahomes like that, but I ain't gonna lie. I mean, I might be a little biased because they blew us out, but Lamar Jackson.
Lamar, yeah.
He is so tough. He's tough.
And then there's this. A second man has now been arrested for throwing a sex toy at a WNBA game. Caden Lopez, 18 years of age, was arrested yesterday after police said he was caught on video throwing the object toward the court at the Phoenix Mercury game against the Connecticut Sun. The object did not reach the court, instead hitting a fan who was at the game with his 9-year-old niece, a trend in which there are now 5 known incidents. The time now is 8:37, and that is Stein on Sports.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA. Pacific.
Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store.
It's 8:37, 23 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock, and welcoming back Mackenzie Frost, Fox 45's investigative reporter, and congratulations are in order. Mackenzie, now a married woman. Congrats.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, those pictures, I saw them on Facebook. What a beautiful bride and handsome husband and a beautiful setting, so I'm glad you guys had a great time.
Yeah, I appreciate that. It was absolutely perfect. You know, the weather held off. It was looking a little rainy, but it was absolutely perfect. And Montana holds such a special place in my heart for me, and it was just so great to be back. And it was wonderful.
Well, it's nice to have you back and right back into the fray and of things with the Baltimore County Inspector General controversy you'll be covering tonight in-depth on Fox 45. First up, let's talk about Kathy Klausmeier. She released this hostage video in a statement the other day. Here's what she said in part about the process.
I am also appreciative of her poise and grace during what has become a highly politicized process through no fault of her own.
Mackenzie, who do you think politicized this whole thing?
Yeah, I mean, you know, she seems to be the one who had, you know, made it political when everyone in the community and pretty much, you know, nearly everyone on the council except for 2 members were rallying in support of Kelly Madigan, and the county executive was the one digging her heels in and moving forward with this process and the nominee, despite, you know, international organizations saying the process was flawed, you know, other groups saying the process was flawed, experts, current inspector general saying the process was flawed, and she just didn't seem to care. She doubled down on it.
Yeah, that she did. One more clip from her for Mackenzie. This is, again, the interim county executive, Kathy Klausmeier, commenting on the process of the inspector general nomination.
Our open and thorough selection process not only followed the county charter, which was amended with unanimous support from the county council fewer than 2 years ago, but exceeded legal requirements by including well-respected experts in the field and a council appointee to the interview panel.
Do you believe the process was open and thorough?
I don't know how she can say it was open when most of the all 3 meetings, you know, 90% of the meetings were held in closed session. The interviews were held behind closed doors. Even Kelly Madigan asked for her interview to be done in the public, and they said no. and, you know, a reminder for everybody. I don't know how you could forget, but Kathy Klausmeier has yet to do a news conference about this. She has yet to do any sort of actual, real media interview. She has done a, you know, a hand-selected interview, and then we caught up with her that one time at an unrelated event and was able to ask her a couple of questions, but she has not been open about this process at all. She has not answered questions about it. We've asked her office numerous times for an interview. She repeatedly tells us that, you know, we're told she's unavailable, and they just continue to point us back to her written statements. And for this to be an open process, she needs to sit down and have an open conversation with the press and answer questions, because at this point, the list of questions just keeps getting longer.
Yeah, Slim and Don and Slim has left town. Mackenzie, I would not anticipate that she's going to ever do that. Would you?
No. No, I don't. I mean, we asked again this week after she released that video statement because, you know, it happened Monday night, and I gave her, you know, the benefit of the doubt that it was Monday night. So Tuesday when I got back to work, I said, hey, look, you know, we'd love to sit down with her to talk to her about this whole process and, you know, everything that went wrong. And I had some questions about the salary issue as well, based on the job posting that the county posted for the inspector general. And again, we were told she was unavailable. So at this point, I'm not sure what she's doing. If she's, you know, she must be incredibly busy if she's always unavailable.
What about the treatment of Kelly Madigan, who was basically told you can reapply for your job? I mean, the code, as I understand it, either reappoint or you don't. And then we find right. out that Khadijah Walker was going to, her starting salary was $50,000 more than what Kelly's earning.
Yeah, and that was really, you know, something that has really raised a lot of questions, because on Tuesday I was told by the county executive's office that the salary range that, you know, the salary that Khadijah Walker was offered was well within the salary range. But then we went back and looked at the actual job posting that the county put out there, and the salary range posted was still lower than what the county said was being offered to Ms. Walker. So there are still some outstanding questions about, one, why they raised the salary range, and two, how this woman was able to get that range up so significantly, especially given the fact that Kelly Madigan makes, you know, $189,000, which is within the range that at first was published. And I followed up with them again yesterday, and I'm still waiting for some answers to this question, because the salary, and then we have the residency issue, and what, you know, she said she was going to commute from Fredericksburg, Virginia. Those are two major problems for a lot of people in the community about this,
yeah.
Outside of all of the other problems that we've been reporting on.
More with Mackenzie coming up in a couple of seconds. First, though, it's 8:43. Traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, here he is, Traffic Johnson.
The stoppage is cleared now. Just in the last couple of minutes, 895, they reopened the right lane in the tunnel southbound. So whatever it was may have been a minor wreck, because even the northbound traffic was looking at it. So it indicates it was probably on the south end. So there's a little backup northbound, big backup southbound, still back to the Erdman Avenue ramp. But we're moving with both lanes again. Going to take 20 to 25 minutes for all of that to clear out southbound. In the meantime, some of the overflow traffic went over to 95. And that's slow again, beginning right after the Eastern Avenue Bridge and then going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Fox 45 weather authority forecast, cloudy and mild to start, sunshine later this afternoon, highs in the low 80s, and then the heat will start cranking back up over the weekend. Right now, sunny and 70 in Severn, and it is 71 in Dundalk. On our newsmaker hotline here this morning is Mackenzie Frost, Fox 45, in depth tonight at 5 o'clock. And Mackenzie, we're speculating here about the salary of the $50,000 increase. Might that have been to ameliorate some of the six-hour commute that Khadijah Walker was facing?
I mean, it could be. You know, we just don't know. And I think that fuels the speculation that continues to swirl and is another reason why the county executive needs to answer questions. And she needs to hold a news conference, and she needs to talk to the press about everything that goes on, because the longer that she waits, the more questions arise, and then the speculation just continues. And I have to tell you, you know, I've been doing this for 10 years. I've been a reporter for 10 years and working in this business. And this whole situation is something that I don't think I've ever seen. I've never seen anything like, you know, a controversy like this, and a leader, you know, she's not elected, so can't say elected leader, but someone who is in charge of a county like this really dig their heels in and then just double down on the fact that she's refusing to talk to the press about it.
Well, does she, you know, part of it, this is a function of being in a one-party state where there's going to be no pushback from a strong opposition party, either statewide or here in Baltimore County, isn't it?
You know, I think that is definitely, you could make that argument, but we are seeing Democrats push back on this, right? We know that the opposition, the rejection vote was bipartisan, and only two Democrats were the only two to vote to support her. And even while doing so, we know that Pat Young even said that he thought the process was flawed. So there is some building opposition, but if there was, I believe that if there was a stronger two-party system, then there would be more vocal opposition. But you have, I mean, there has been vocal opposition in this situation. I think that this is a unique situation for the one-party system control issue that we've talked about in the past. But, you know, if there was another Republican running for county executive, I think that this would obviously be a major issue for them to take up in the county executive race.
And yet when you connect the dots, and I'm sure you'll do that on In Depth and beyond, you look at the outgoing county executive, Johnny Olszewski, his uncle under investigation by Kelly Madigan. You look at Julian Jones, the county council chair. He was investigated twice by Kelly Madigan. Klossmeyer comes in as interim county executive, says she won't run again, appears to be the hatchet lady, and then makes up this thing about, we're gonna let you reapply for your job, knowing full well that she was never going to get it. And then she injects herself into the interview process, kind of handpicks the panel. Kenesha Walker's boss ends up on the panel. And apparently, Klossmeyer's chief of staff, Amanda Kahn, apparently has ties to him as well, Mr. Elkin. So doesn't it all just reek of political favoritism?
It certainly has the appearance of such. I don't know how you look at this situation and, you know, view this as completely objective, especially when you have, like I said, organizations like the Association of Inspectors General send that letter before we even knew that Arthur Elkins had ties to Khadijah Walker, saying that the process was flawed and that best practices, the well-known best practices, is to have, you know, an independent selection panel make the appointment, and for the county executive to be involved in the interview process. You know, they claim that that was always the plan, that was not a change. They can say whatever they want, but that it was never clearly explained to the public that she was going to be involved in the interview process until she decided that that's what she wanted to do. So, I just have never seen anything like it, honestly.
Yeah. Well, do you think all the flack ends with her, or does it run upstream from her at all? I mean, all the pushback right now is aimed at her, but somehow those people who might have been actually pushing the buttons, whose names might be like Johnny O, are escaping, you know, any scrutiny at all.
Well, I mean, for now, there's, you know, Johnny Olszewski's office has told us that they've had nothing to do with this, and that, you know, he did tell me that he would have reappointed Kelly Madigan, which I think was a pretty significant statement, you know, when this whole process started unfolding, when Khadijah Walker was picked. We have, our investigation continues, though, I have to tell you, we've submitted public records requests to try and get some communication to see who was talking to who on the council and former county executives with the current county executive to see who was trying to push this process forward and perhaps push Kelly Madigan out the door. That is going to take some time. Unfortunately, the public records request system in the state of Maryland is very slow, and it takes a long time to get that information. But when we do get it, we'll be sure to keep you updated.
Tonight at 5, In Depth with Mackenzie Frost. Mackenzie, welcome back, and we'll look forward to your report tonight.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you, old merry lady.
8:58, 10 before the hour. You're listening to The Morning Drive. Don't forget, the best of which you can find at WCBM.com on our Rumble and Facebook pages. Brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
Looking for fun just off Route 140 and 795? Well, swing by Mitchell's Golf Complex in Reisterstown. We've got three mini golf courses, a driving range with lights, and a 9-hole executive course that's perfect for all skill levels. From family fun to serious practice. It's all here, next to the Reisterstown Sportsplex, Mitchell's Golf Complex. Open daily. Golf, fun, close to home. Call 410-833-7721 or on the web at mitchellsgolf.com.
My name's Danny Manoff, and I am the president and CEO of Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. We're a unique company that helps attorneys run their practices more efficiently as certified Clio partners. And more importantly, we also help the average person that can't afford or doesn't want to use an attorney to deal with their legal issues. If you're a pro se litigant, we always feel you should seek counsel, but if you want to proceed with the help of experts, please be in touch, ipsvirtual.com. Thank you again.
Wake up your senses at the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville. The aroma of fresh cooked pretzels, jumbo Maryland crab cakes, and sizzling meats welcomes you the moment you walk through our doors. With over 20 unique stalls, you'll find baked goods, Amish specialties, homemade decor, furniture, and smiles from our friendly staff everywhere you turn. Bring the whole family for a day of old-fashioned charm, shopping, and unforgettable eats. We're open Thursday and Friday from 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. Pennsylvania Dutch Market, where tradition meets taste. The Rob Carson Show.
Hey guys, it's Carson. Thursday on the show, illegal alien gangs are terrorizing and robbing people in New York City on scooters just like they do in the third world.
I'm gonna eat. Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is kind of interesting news. The president has directed the Commerce Department to conduct a new census. One that counts the citizens of the United States.
No illegals.
And omits illegal aliens.
Yeah.
Yeah, the interesting is the results of that one, which suspect is going to favor.
That will be sued. Yeah. They'll immediately go to court. There'll be a judge who blocks it and class action suit. So this will have to end up at the Supreme Court.
8:53 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
Both Harbor Tunnels a little bit slow. We had a stoppage at 8:30 in the old Harbor Tunnel. Since been cleared and in the process now of moving traffic south from Erdman Avenue and the O'Donnell Street area going into the old Harbor Tunnel. Barring any new problems, that's still going to take another 15 to 20 minutes to clear that out. Some slowing top of the hill now, 95 at the Keith Avenue ramp going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. So that's a good option right now if you're traveling south. Nothing major on the Beltway. There was a new wreck in the city at Wabash Avenue at Belvedere Avenue. That's up on the northwest side. And that road construction will be there through the midday, northbound 95 at Route 20. In Harford County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, cloudy, mild start to the day and sunshine later on this afternoon. Highs in the low 80s for the heat. Starts up again this weekend. And right now, 71 and sunny in the Middle River and 70 in Severn. Kim Klasick Live coming up next right after the 9 o'clock news. Morning, Kim.
Morning. Good morning. I got to tell you guys, so I got up at 4 a.m. this morning. And I went to Orange Theory, fitness workout situation. Right. Boy, oh boy. I thought it was going to be like a jazzercise class. It is not. I almost died around 4:30.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. But anyways.
They put you through your paces there, huh?
Yeah. It's insane. I didn't realize it was more like a CrossFit situation.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh.
Yeah. So if anybody asks you if you want to go to Orange Theory, I'm not saying don't go. I'm just saying.
Just beware.
Yeah. Just don't answer your
Just don't do it at 4 o'clock in the morning.
So it's 10 o'clock hour this morning. You'll be looking for anything that rhymes with orange?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. That's
exactly.
Good. Yeah.
Well, today I wanted to really talk about the huge announcement from Apple. I thought it was very interesting. Of course, you had Bill Gates at the White House yesterday. Meanwhile, I didn't realize that they were friends. Did you guys realize that they were friends?
Who? Bill Gates or Tim Cook?
Oh,
or?
Tim Cook. I'm sorry.
Tim Cook.
Yeah. Did you know that they were friends, Trump and Tim Cook?
Yes.
You did know this? Okay.
Yes.
I did not realize this. Okay, well, he's talking about bringing all the manufacturing jobs back to America. Right. Going to spend a ton of money. They already announced about 24 different states that they're going to go to.
$100 billion more yesterday for a total of $600
billion. $600 billion, and I realized that Maryland was not on the list.
Yeah.
Do you think it's our tech tax? Do you think it's...
Gee, I can't imagine why.
Let's think.
Yeah. I wonder, because, I mean, what does this mean for Maryland, right? We know what it means for, I guess, those 24 other states, but how do we get in on this?
We don't.
We don't.
Not with an administration that thinks it's a good idea to tell people in the tech industry, we don't really want you here, so we're going to tax you.
No, we got to pivot. We can't miss out on this. Isn't his big mantra, like, leave nobody behind?
Right.
Like, he's about to leave the entire state of Maryland behind. We really have to get on this. I mean, think about all the job opportunities that's going to come along.
This would not be the first time that Governor Moore said something and did something opposite.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm shocked.
Yeah.
I'm shocked.
Well, anyways, I want to talk about that today because I think we can pivot. Also, ICE, they changed their hiring requirement.
Yeah.
I saw that Dean Cain.
Yeah, that's our feel-good news story. It's coming up in just a second.
Oh, well, then I'll keep my mouth shut. Okay.
Yeah.
So you can apply to be an ICE officer.
Yes.
I'm presuming you're over 37. You know.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, why would I do such a thing? Why would I do such a thing?
Well, now that you're all orange theoried up,
you're
ready to go.
Now that I can run a mile,
you're fit. And actually, I've never seen you cross. So.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And then, of course, the teacher in Sabrina Park, I think this is very interesting. It looks like he's gearing up for a lawsuit, possibly a defamation suit. And I do wonder if he has a suit or a claim here, because he has been acquitted, right? He was found not guilty. But those, whether they're the parents, whether they're store owners, they still have their signs up. And I do wonder, because now, I mean, look, he's been acquitted of all charges. Is that defamation to keep those signs up there? I know his name isn't on the signs.
Right.
But everybody knows what the signs are about. Yeah. And he's got some top-notch lawyers. I don't know. It's getting very interesting.
Again, if the signs are up before, you have a tough time on malice aforethought. But now that you know.
Now that you know, you would think you would have to take the signs down.
But if his name is not on there, they have a First Amendment right.
To keep the signs up.
Without government interference.
Right. Yeah.
Because it's about the government and the privacy. It's not him and the business.
Yeah.
So I would argue.
And since he's been acquitted.
Yeah.
You know. They might be in legal trouble.
If his name,
just take the signs down, and you'll probably be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why have the signs still up? I couldn't figure that part out.
All right. Coming up next,
thanks, guys.
Kim Klasick Live. Time for our feel good news story of the day, brought to you by Town Appliance of Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills, your headquarters for all your appliance needs.
I need some good news, baby. It's like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me.
DHS Secretary Kristi Noem removing the age barrier for ICE agents. 80,000 applications for 10,000 positions. One of those getting a gig. Superman, Dean Cain.
Hey, everybody. Dean Cain here. And for those who don't know, I am a sworn law enforcement officer, as well as being a filmmaker. I felt it was important to join with our first responders to help secure the safety of all Americans, not just talk about it. So I joined up. And here's your opportunity to join ICE.
Okay. So Dean Cain now is an ICE agent.
Yeah.
And, of course, that is our Feel Good News segment brought to you by Town Appliance, Reisterstown Road, Owings Mills, your headquarters for all your appliance needs.
Hi, it's Kim Klasick. When I think appliances, I think Town Appliance off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills. You'll meet Mayor and Mayor. They'll help you make the best choice, whether you're remodeling or replacing. They'll guide you through all their appliances like GE, Cafe, Monogram, Whirlpool, Electrolux, Gen Air, Bosch, and over 70 trusted brands to choose from. Whatever fits your style and budget, a family-run store that actually treats you like family. So skip the big box chaos, go where service still matters. And take it from me, be prepared to be amazed like I was. TownAppliance.com, powered by family, trusted by yours.
That's going to do it for us. Kim Klasick Live coming up next. We're back tomorrow morning bright and early at 6 a.m. here on WCBM. So remember to join us early. Until then, God bless our troops and God bless America.
See you in the morning.
This is the right choice for Maryland.